Blog Talk Radio. code.
Mike Q.
hold it.
Hold it.
We'll be right back.
floor. On your 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 floor.
$1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus school boys, versus thug versus executive versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a butch queen European runway. $200 for femme queen versus junior femme queen versus drag realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for butch queen sex siren and $100 for female figure runway. That's the B for Vendetta Ball presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th. The B for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
I now give to you.
You can take all the pictures you want of.
The controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the trill beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. I know y'all definitely missed the show, honey. We haven't been on in like, I think 2 weeks, but we are now definitely back on the air, and we are live here to recap the New York City 20th Annual Awards Ball. We're also here to recap the Rumble Ball last night that happened at the Copacabana. And we're here to recap anything that has happened in the last 2 motherfucking weeks that you girls feel that we missed out on, honey. And to all you girls out there that want to send for this, don't send for this. Because I didn't call for a pickup. I'm going to bring my sister on. I'm waiting for my brother. And we're going to get this madness started. She don't need no introduction.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got the right one. That right one in the club. Always the flyers. Always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke. She on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids. That girl is so wired. I know she's so tired. But ooh, she on
Miss Snow.
You already motherfucking know.
I know, that's right, honey. We waiting for Rodney. Rodney's going to be coming on really soon, honey. But while we wait for Rodney, while we wait for Rodney to come on, honey, a lot of people have already pressed one already. I don't know why so many people have pressed one already. But while we wait for Rodney to come on, I'm going to take some of these callers. 6-6-7-8. I will not. 347-310. You're live on the air on the recap show. 347-310. You're live on the air. Okay, you girls just pressing one. Baby, these lines are jam-packed already, okay? Baby, I will disconnect you girls in a heartbeat. Nobody has time to play that motherfucking bullshit with y'all girls tonight. 323-286, you're live on the air. 323-286, you're live on the air. You're gone. excuse me, 201-275. You're live on the air. 201-275. You're live on the air. You're gone. 252-265. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Was that so hard for all of you girls that was trying to get on? Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Well, hello, Charlie. I didn't want to call me and say you need to get off the phone because you hear an echo in the back.
I don't know why. Hold on. Let me change my phone and see if it's this phone, honey. Hold on, because I'm not on speakerphone, Grandma. Hold on.
Well, maybe a little big knuckle-eating ass.
Yeah, I changed my house phone. Hold on. Yeah, it got to be Alexa, because I'm not on speakerphone. I changed my house phone just to see, but it's not me.
Don't put me back on mute. Don't hang up on me now since you know who this is.
Okay, Granny.
All right, baby. Love y'all.
Love you. Okay. Honey. Okay, yes. Well, we waited for Ronnie to call in here. It's a lot that went down this weekend, honey. And so we're definitely going to get to all the knit and all the gritty that went down this weekend, honey. Hold on. Okay, baby. They said the echo is it was an echo. It's much better. Okay, yeah, that had to be Miss Snow, honey, because I wasn't.
I was on the headset, Kelly, so I had to take it off.
Oh yeah, that headset was doing numbers.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but we're gonna start while we wait for Rodney. I don't know where to start at. I think it's just Miss Fudge.
Yes, this week was many things.
I want to thank everybody in official War Room Radio Station and everybody in all y'all different chat rooms, honey, that posted up that Kelly was in jail and everything. I want to thank all of y'all, Miss Thang. I'm just gagging that, you know, the girls got tea or the girls thought they had tea on Mother, Miss Thang, and it was only 179 comments. Y'all girls can't do better than that when it comes to tea about me, Miss Thang. Like, girl, 179 comments? I'm just gagging at you girls, Miss Thang. It was just like, you know, that was like D-lister tea, and I mean D-lister comments, Miss Thang. I'm not a D-lister type of girl, Miss Thang. Those comments should have been up like in the thousands and everything, Miss Thang. I was gagging at you girls.
Apparently you was giving D-list this weekend, girls.
I was given D-list this weekend. Disappeared this weekend. Okay? And I popped up when I wanted to pop up, not when the girls wanted me to pop up. Okay?
Ooh.
Okay, that's how that went. But on other news, Miss Thang, you know, since that's what the girls wanted to talk about, and I didn't make the ball, Miss Thang, and everything, but I didn't make the ball for my reasons of not making the ball, but I do want to know what happened to those two legendary girls, Miss Thang. Why did they not make the ball?
Who?
Hold on. Let me get Rodney on the phone before I go into it. Hold on. I mean, that's Rodney texting my phone right now. Hold on. Let me get Rodney up here, and we're going to get into it. So, hold on. I'm calling Rodney right now to get him up here. It's so hot in my bedroom right now.
Girl, why you got that damn air conditioner on?
Because I don't want it to echo while I'm doing the show.
Oh.
Can you hear? Hold on. Can you hear the air conditioner?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's get our brother on the line.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks.
Call them up.
Put your drinks.
Call them up.
Put your drinks.
Call them up.
Put your drinks.
Let's go.
Put your drinks.
Call them up.
Put your drinks.
Call them up.
Put
your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Yo. Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Hands up, TikTok, hands up, TikTok.
Rodney.
What's going on? What's going on?
Before I get into the shade and the madness, I want to say happy birthday to Rodney. Yesterday was Rodney's birthday. Happy birthday, Rodney.
Thank you very much. I had a good time. Thank you, New York, for showing me love.
And I also
it.
Want to say happy birthday to Marcus Escada. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Marcus.
Birthday, Marcus. Hold on 1 second, Kev.
And I also want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Chantel Mizrahi. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Shani. Today is her birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to her, honey. And let me see who. That's it. Okay. So. But, yeah. But, so. Alexis, are you still there with me? Miss Snow?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, Rodney call drop. Hold on. Yeah, Rodney call dropped. I don't know what happened already. Baby, yeah, let's see. We're going to get Rodney back up on the phone, and then we got to go. Rodney, are you back, Rodney?
Hello.
You back, Rodney?
Yeah.
Okay, so we back. So, okay, because, you know, I'm a bitch, and I'm a real motherfucking bitch, mistake, about, you know, everything, mistake. So all you girls that's out there, mistake, you know, and I'm going to keep it 100 to y'all girls, honey. So all you girls out there that was looking in the system and looking for me, Miss A, because I wasn't at the ball, Miss A, bitch, okay? If I ever was to get locked up, Miss A, none of you motherfucking bitches would ever know my motherfucking information, Miss A, okay? So y'all ain't got to worry about having a pedigree and all types of shit so y'all can post in the room. Y'all will never find that out. But since I left the ball, I set up the ball with Jack and them, and I left the ball, and I had a little situation that I had to handle. I couldn't make it back to the motherfucking ball in time. So I want to know what happened, because I didn't make it back to the ball, but I was definitely coming to walk the category. Congratulations to the legendary mother, to the iconic icon mother, Kiana Lavin, for definitely winning the category. But I want to know, y'all know my situation, what was Nicole and Khadija's situation? Why was they on the back of that floor in a bathing suit?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know they wasn't at the ball. The girls is realer than their mother and all types of shit, Miss Thing. I guess when it comes to peeling up out of your clothes, Miss Thing, the girls is only real from the neck up. So that's what I think that situation is. But... from what I've seen, I'm going to let Rodney and Alexis do the ball.
Oh.
I'm going to let Rodney, what? I'm going to let Rodney and Alexis recap the ball first, and then I'll recap after. Whichever one of y'all want to go first.
Go ahead. I got there late. You go ahead. When I got there, they had already was doing the cat. Well, James and I were driving up from D.C., big shout out to James, you know, my road dog. We was driving up and told us that he wasn't letting people in yet.
Hold on, Rodney. Hold on, Rodney, before you get into the recap. Well, Khadija has an excuse why she wasn't at the ball this thing, okay? So we need to find out why Nicole... Just Icon wasn't at the ball. Khadija was in the same situation that I was in, Miss Thing. Well, not the same situation, because I wasn't locked up on the stroll. She was locked up on the stroll. I was locked up, you know, for outstanding warrant for you girls that said I was boosting and stealing, and I had to get an outfit, Miss Thing. I got dresses on my ass in my closet. But Khadija got locked up on the stroll on Saturday morning on the stroll in Newark, so that's why she wasn't there. Can somebody find out why Nicole wasn't at the ball? Okay, go ahead, Rodney.
So we got there, and we got in. They was doing the awards and everything. So I was running the ball. The place was very nice. The setup and everything was very nice. I did not
you know, I'll be honest, I did not really care for the tables that much. The decoration on the tables and everything was nice. Stuff was on the tables, but there were only 6 chairs. And I was kind of disappointed at that. But it was at a club, so the bar was definitely there, so I definitely was drinking. But the tables definitely discouraged me a little bit with just the 6 chairs there. And once Jack got done with the awards, he handed the mic over to Greg, Selvin, and Kevin. I had a little bit of a disgruntled attitude towards that as well, which I talked to Deshaun on the side, you know, a little bit about the switching of the categories, going back and forth, and Deshaun jumping over categories, doing this and doing that one. At first, I thought it was to accommodate the grand prizes so I can give out all the money, but that wasn't the case. So, you know, I talked to him. He was irritated as well, but I can understand when there's 3 people doing a ball sometimes. Some teams just don't work well together. Some teams just don't work well together. I'll say that. And, you know, Selvin was doing her storytelling because in the awards, sometimes you do give history on people when they come out. They have been out a while. So that was okay for a little bit. But as far as with that, some of the awards, you know, I was shocked about. Some of them was granted. Some of them was good. They had 28 new legends. I think about 14 showed up. So we moved on from that. Had the ball. Unfortunately, we couldn't get with all the categories because the ball started kind of late because, of course, nobody was there. So you have to wait until people get there to start the ball. Did that because it's the awards ball, I guess. So we did all the awards, gave out everything. And I took some pictures and stuff and had a good time.
Miss Knows.
What category? I won't go that. Rich bitch. I want to stop right there. Rich bitch was the category of the evening. I will. Definitely. Simone, Brittany, Jalen, you guys definitely put on a show. You guys definitely did between the reading and the outfits and everything. It was definitely nice to see you guys in action. And Jalen, congratulations on your win for Rich Bitch, but you guys definitely put on a show. Gay Classic Ballroom, made it fun, made it hot. I ain't seen that in a while. Also, Stephanie X Milan versus Mother New York Nadine Milan. That was interesting battle as well for best dress. You know, just brought a little tension, a little spice to the ball itself. Stephanie won that. But Nadine definitely gave her a fight, gave her a run for her money. So that was good. But I enjoyed those.
Oh, and to whoever this child is named Michael, whatever his name is, was saying that said you're so sorry for spilling my tea. You didn't spill any motherfucking tea on me, bitch. You ain't spilled my tea. One of the things y'all queens must know and y'all must realize, when it comes to me, before any tea gets spilled, Miss Thing, I make sure it gets out there before the girls find out about it. You didn't spill any tea, because if I didn't want the girls to know, nobody wanted to motherfucking know. Honey.
You finished hers?
Yeah.
Well, let's start the show. Well, of course, my weekend has been very long. Friday, I took it to, I went there. And I woke up about 9 Saturday morning. I got up about 12, tipped to go get my makeup done. Came back home and got dressed. And by the time I finished all day, it was about 5. I got to the ball about 5:30. And by the time I got to the table, to the Chanel table, and sat down, someone said, I got to go get this money so I can give it to Kelly, for Kelly. So I said, well, what happened? So they pumped me the tea. So I said, oh, okay. So then proceeded on with the ball. Categories was called. Congratulations to all the newly acknowledged legends. I think it was, 23 of them, 26, something like that?
8.
20, it was 28. Okay, congratulations to all the 28. Did you count the last three that came afterwards, Corey and two other people?
What three that came after?
Because they deemed Corey, they acknowledged Corey Auger is, I think, two more also.
Well, I didn't know nothing about that.
Huh?
Dawn came late. Oh, but she was the original group anyway, right?
Okay, I didn't know.
Hold on, before you get into the categories, I was gonna wait until you finish. But before you get into the categories, since Rodney brung the name up, the newly crowned legendary Femme Queen performance, Dawn X Ebony, now Chanel. The girls want to know what happened. She was supposed to be coming up as Mother Chanel. Miss Thing, they want to know, did y'all finagle her to steal her from the House of Ebony and tell her y'all was going to make her mother? And then y'all gagged her at the ball when she came to the ball? What's the tea, Miss Snow?
Well, Kelly, as you already know, I don't play stealing members. And I'm going to leave it like that. Yeah. So anyway, to the categories. They got through the categories pretty quickly at the second half. I didn't really see no categories that really said, ooh, I want to, you know. So, I mean, it was a nice ball. Also, like, I agree with you also, Rodney. $225 for the Sables, epic fail. But all in all, I had a good time this weekend. This weekend, I don't remember Joseph, Katrina, Jeremy, Dawn, Denise, Nindy, Nuna. This weekend was a many, many things, but I enjoyed this weekend. Like I said, we went out to Copacabana last night, and it was very, very interesting. Kelly, speaking of which, you know what? Hold on. Wait. Let me back up. So, Kelly, see, this is what I be talking about with you, because I asked you to keep it cute. But since you want to be catty, now why don't you just tell everybody you went to jail for trying to steal Khadijah and Nicola bathing suit out of Target so they can walk legendary realness. And then once you got there, you found out that you had the warrant for an old charge. So come on, let's tell the truth for Shana, though.
Excuse me, Miss Say, what did you say? I was.
Sure.
No, actually, I was.
Sure.
I muted y'all, honey, but I was here, watching the video of the fight that somebody else posted up. But what was you saying?
What happened with the fight? Why was y'all fighting?
No, we're not going to get into that yet. That's the aftermath. What did you just say?
I said, why don't you tell everybody why you went to jail? You was out at Target trying to steal Khadijah and Nicola bathing suit so they can walk legendary realness. Once you were apprehended, that's when you found out that you had the old warrant that they held you for. And they wanted you to make a desk appearance for the warrant.
And so what are you going to tell us about Dawn not being mother?
Wait a minute, Kelly. This was not a good weekend for you, huh, Kelly?
No, it wasn't a good weekend. It wasn't a good weekend for me, Rodney.
It just caused my desk that certain members from Atlanta came to New York and whooped your ass in spades, bitch. What is the tea?
Oh, Rodney, we're gonna get into all of that, Rodney. But Rodney, when you play with bitches, Rodney, okay, we're gonna get into that. But when you play with bitches, Rodney, that bid four, Rodney, and make seven, okay, because they don't know how to bid their fucking hand, Rodney. They only bid what they see, and they don't know how to bid cuts and everything else, Rodney. Okay, when you play with amateurs, that's what happens when you play with amateurs.
Yes, they just hit my inbox.
Okay, now tell Donye, Father Mizrahi, and Montez Mizrahi, don't feel it on my time or my dime, because I will definitely be in Atlanta on the 27th.
Yes, I'll be down there too, so Kelly, we can react.
Okay. So, now back to Miss Alexis. Now, would you like to answer my question that I put up?
Hey, Wait. Since we're talking about the house of Mizrahi, how is the Asian doing down there at Clayton County for having sex with an underage child?
Baby, let's talk about Dawn not coming out as Mother Chanel.
Well, let's also find out why Audrey's still not home.
Mr. Oh, what are you waiting? Alexis, why are you not answering the question? You keep going to all these other questions, but you're not talking about the Chanel thing.
There is no Chanel T, Kelly. I told you this already.
So why did not Dawn come out as mother?
Dawn didn't make it to the ball all the time, Kelly.
Well, anybody else? Well, that's really hard. That's really hard to believe because I know my mother, Jack, Miss Thing, and when somebody is being acknowledged as legend and he knows they coming out as mother, he makes time for them to have their introduction, even if it's at, not even at his ball. So it's something going on with that situation, Miss Snow, since you want to throw all the Mizrahi tea out there.
Well, maybe we just have to wait and see.
No, wait and see. Why would we gotta wait? Why would we gotta wait and see for what?
Cause good things come to those who wait, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Baby.
Good things come to those who wait, sis.
Okay. And for all of you girls, I don't know what's going on with DeAsia. For all of you girls that want to know what's going on with Andre, Andre is where Andre is at, Miss Thing. Didn't y'all have y'all Geek Squad look for him? Y'all can't find him?
Oh, no, I don't know what county where he at in Jersey. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So... I'm gagging that you want to put everybody else tea out there, but you don't want to put the Chanel tea out there. I'm really gagging.
What are you gagging at?
I'm not gagging at anything, honey, baby. I'm not gagging. I'm gagging that you want to pump everybody tea, Miss Day, but you don't want to pump, the Chanel tea. It ain't no tea about Kelly that Kelly can't pump.
Oh.
Let's say, okay? Because if anybody wanted to know the tea about me, I wouldn't have told the girls to tell. Okay? And so for everybody that keeps sending up all of these people inboxes and everybody wanted to know the tea about Kelly and this and that, maybe it was nothing that I didn't tell. I didn't tell to be told. Because only one person knew. And nobody didn't have to know anything. So everybody thought that they had some tea on me. They didn't have any tea on me.
Kelly, wait a minute. Was that Montez y'all was fighting last night?
Maybe. I wasn't fighting anybody.
No, okay. Well, was that Montez that was in, that Ira was fighting?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who it was. I never saw the actual fight, so I didn't know.
So the girls is pumping all the eat, Miss Stag, honey. Baby, I need to get Dawn up on this phone.
Good luck.
What'd you say?
I said good luck.
Oh, mistake. Ah, it's going down. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes. Hold on. I'm saving. I love the fact that, you girls, Miss Thing, always love a piece of beat on me, Miss Thing. But y'all can never get a beat on me, Miss Thing, unless I tell y'all, Miss Thing. But on the other hand, unlike myself, with my squad of my geeks, I have the legendary Khadijah's mugshot and all her information. And I'll be posting it in the group. So for you bitches that was looking for my information and trying to pump it up, Miss Thing, bitch, you couldn't motherfucking find it, Miss Thing, and you will never find it. And I thank you for reaching out. Okay, I'm gonna show you bitches how bad bitch I am, Miss Thing. Bitch, anytime I go down, Miss Thing, bitch, girl, y'all will never find out unless I tell you. But Khadijah's beat is pumped in the chat room. Her mugshot and everything. Honey.
Juice.
Hold on. Yes. Yes. Well, yeah, her mugshot is up. She was locked on the 29th, along with myself. What else y'all want to talk about? What's some of the highlights that y'all seen at the mall?
Which one? At the awards ball?
Yes.
Well, I put it close to with the female figures. Those were mine. I really enjoyed that.
Honey, everybody is reading about this Femme Queen performance.
What about reading?
They're reading the fact of oh my God, Nevaeh Icon winning Femme Queen performance. Shanaynay winning Femme Queen performance.
Well, then Shanaynay also win, and well, no, she lost it, but she was in the final battle the next day, and it was more of the girls that they so-called wanted to see, but she still was in the final battle the next day as well. So what's wrong with that?
Well, I was apprehended, so I couldn't be at the ball. But I was watching the video, and I love my cousin. I love my cousin down. I love her down. But she was carrying. It is no shade. I love her down. I love Naya down. But Naya was carrying, mistake, chopping those girls, mistake. And I love Shanaynay and her mix of dance and slight vogue, Miss Thing. But when it comes down to performance and all five elements in the hands and everything, it wasn't there. It was not. And it's no shade towards her. But it wasn't. And I want to know y'all opinion because y'all was there. But I'm just giving y'all minds.
Let me say this. I guess
Alexis, don't hold your tongue now when it comes to the Icon, because she was chopping all of that.
Oh, I mean, that's neither here nor there. When I think of Femme Queen performance, I think of sex. Now, I didn't see. Of course, you couldn't really see because we, you know, the table, the stage was a little up, and everybody was crowding the stage. But I didn't really see a lot of sex. You know, I didn't see a lot. It was a lot of back slamming and a lot of hard dips or whatever. So, I mean, who they let through, they let through. You know, I would have preferred to see a lot more other girls come out for. I thought I would have got a chance to see Katrina and Asia battle for that 500. But I got my life for that the next night.
Okay. Any other highlights for the ball for y'all? The 1500. Who won the 15?
Congratulations to Mumu Ebony. What is it, the Fuzzy Legs? Was their team name?
Yeah. It was, Moo.
Vanity or somebody else.
I do.
Yeah, congratulations to them. I would like to send a big shout out to my Chanel Runway Squad. They really came and represented on Saturday night. I was really proud of them. Runway was a cute category. I think it was a little they tried to rush through it to get to the other categories, but it was nice. What was the category Santonio and them walls?
Perfect 10.
Oh, Bush Cream Perfect 10. That was a good category. I mean, it was really no, like, because everybody was like, well, what's going on? I was like, it's really nothing to really highlight. You know, it wasn't really nothing to say, ooh, to me. Maybe I was just
saying. Congratulations to my son, Jaden Garcon, for winning Butch Queen Perfect 10. He definitely said he came for that 1,000 last night, I mean, on Saturday night. But unfortunately, they didn't get to Pretty Boy Realness. And I think that was the only category in that group of the 1,000 that they didn't get to. They got to Body, they did Sex Siren, and they did The Perfect 10. So they needed the Pretty Boy, I think, to complete the cycle to battle for the 1,000.
Right.
But the ball ended right at the Realness categories, which was strict.
Yeah. Right, because they didn't get to walk, period.
Right.
Mm.
But like I said, the venue was nice.
Yes, very nice.
I was kind of over it. We didn't get none of the hors d'oeuvres on the... Oh, thank you. Welcome back to the ballroom scene, the House of Saint Laurent. After the confrontation with the House of Allure, I see they went back and opened the House of Saint Laurent. It was nice to see a lot of them out at the ball this weekend all together.
So the Allure's of...
Huh?
So the Allure's of Saint Laurent?
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody changed over, but I know I saw Kitty, Corey, Keontae, Enrique. Who else did I remember seeing? I saw a good bit of people.
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, Ken. I didn't find that out till last minute, but Ken and Baby Lush. Well, Baby, I know him as Baby. Baby, that's in my back in the house of Saint Laurent.
Right, Baby, Shavon, all of them. And they, you know what, Kelly? As far as, as you said something about the House of Saint Laurent, I'm going to touch on that with Kelly with the Chanel thing, with Dawn. I don't know if she is a mother or she isn't a mother, but because of the House of Saint Laurent wasn't able to debut properly themselves, that might have been the same issue with Dawn, too. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's T. Rodney.
But they wanted to debut and actually came on the stage real rapidly, like, but they came on the stage when Corey walked his category. The whole house walked him out, and they came out together like a little intro because Corey is the overall father.
Oh, where Corey?
Oh, the one that was sitting next to me last night.
Yeah, that's Corey. Okay. That's the overall father. Yeah, so congrats to Corey and the house. Big things to come. Arnold, Sebastian, everybody was there.
Right.
Oh, I know that's right. I just put my mugshot up in the chat room for all you girls that want to check out my mugshot. What? The girls want my mugshot mistakes. I put it up for them. Why you kidding, Alexis?
Chill, I can't. What's your girl?
What? Y'all want it, Miss Say? Y'all want it so bad, Miss Say, girl? I put it up.
Bitch, I didn't want your mugshot.
Miss Say, I just put it up for you.
I didn't want it, Miss Say.
Miss Say, I just put my mugshot up in my case number and everything, Miss Say, for the girls.
Okay, girl. Hold on, girl. Let me see what's going on.
Y'all wanted it, Miss Say? I put it up for y'all.
Oh, Rodney, they said not a Saint Laurent.
Say it again.
They said Al Allure was there, but he was not. He's not a Saint Laurent.
Oh yeah, we know Al is not. Al closed the house, so we know he's not a Saint Laurent. That goes without saying. Why would I say right. Al?
Oh no, Al came out to make sure they didn't walk as a loss.
Exactly. I know why Al was there. Al is a loss.
Also, congratulations to Neil. NYC Father Ebony.
Well, Alexis, didn't you have questions about that, Alexis? You wanted to know how was Neil going to be Father NYC and he lives in Alabama? Because didn't we talk about that, Alexis, and you had questions about that?
Well, bitch, you need to read the post of the group again because I ain't asked no motherfucking questions.
Honey.
Girl, you is at me tonight, Miss Sarge. You have been at me for 24 hours, girl, actually.
Oh, and I also would like to congratulate my daughters and Michaela Mizrahi for definitely winning Big Girls Realness over Alexis Clark this weekend at the awards ball, since Alexis don't remember any of the categories. And remember, I told y'all girls months ago, Miss Thing, I am legendary realness. And if Alexis want to play with mother, Alexis has to get through my daughters. And Alexis couldn't get through my two daughters. So since Alexis couldn't get through my two daughters, okay, last night at the Rumble, when it was tied up for grand prize for the $150, Alexis took the opportunity since my daughter slayed her at the ball.
No,
let me finish. Since my daughter swayed her at the bar, Alexis took the opportunity being on the end of the judges panel to vote over my daughter. Okay, and now Alexis, oh, I forget. Alexis has a problem because she is really mad that her good Judy's back from her hometown of Atlanta, the legendary. Hold on, I'm not done.
Okay,
the legendary Temperance Manola Blahnik voted over her to my daughter. Stasha Garçon, the legendary Stasha Garçon, voted over her too. Alexis feels some type of way.
Let me say this, Kelly. First and foremost,
Kelly, you know how to vote. Hold on.
First of all, congratulations to Imani. Let me say that first. Second of all, Imani did not slay me. It was tied 4-4, and the tie was broken. Just like the tie was broken on Saturday night, I broke the tie on Sunday night. It is no shade. Apparently, I wasn't the only person that felt like that. It was 4 other people that felt like that also.
Oh, and Rodney, how I know how the votes went, Rodney, because Alexis told me.
Oh, okay.
Rodney, Alexis told me. So Alexis, why gang that Temperance is talking about it over you?
First of all, Kelly, I'm never upset about a vote. Ballroom is just fun to me. Back in the day, I might have took that serious, but it doesn't even get to me no more. It's all shits and giggles.
You want to break the legs off this motherfucking table, bitch? I'm going to crack the motherfucking half tonight.
Carry on.
Okay. Yes, honey. So, you know, the girls had a lot of attitudes about a lot of things that happened on Saturday, honey, you know. But everybody saying there really wasn't no highlights on Saturday, so we could definitely get into the Rumble at the Copacabana on Sunday. It was supposed to be 3 parties. Legendary DJ Cedric on the first floor, the Ball on the second floor, and the Hot Boy Party on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
I think next year Ben won't do that, honey, because DJ Cedric didn't show up, and nobody was really at the Hot Boy Party, bitch, but everybody was at the Ball. And my opinion of it, I had a cute time at the Ball. I enjoyed myself at the Ball. The girls was out. It was definitely a lot of energy and everything. And a lot of people that was there at the Ball that I didn't see on Saturday was like that the Rumble gave them more of what they wanted than the actual Ball gave them what they wanted.
Right.
So you girls, y'all don't wanna patronize the Lab anymore. So he gave y'all something that y'all wanted in the city, but then y'all didn't have time to do what y'all wanted to do because unlike, you know, how you girls are, baby, the girls want to show up late and don't want to show up on time. The Ball was set up and the Ball was ready to go at 12 o'clock, but nobody was there, so you had to wait for the girls to show up. Y'all would have went to the Lab. Yeah, y'all been a little bit hot, but y'all would have had the time to finish everything and been able to do y'all thing. So the Rumble was really cute from what I got, and they said it was the best part of the weekend was the Rumble.
Yeah, it was.
And I'll let Rodney and Alexis. Sanaya fucked up LSS. I fucked up LSS. Katrina and Asia fuck LSS.
Hold on, wait, Kelly. I'm gonna say this, and I just posted this on Facebook. I don't give too many girls props or their lives, but when I tell you Katrina and motherfucking Asia is pussy tuna in a can, Miss Thing, and they give you everything you ever want for motherfucking film queen performance, I got my motherfucking life. It's no shade. I wanted them to get a piece of that Cuban Pete beat. No shade.
Yeah, I did. I did want them to get a piece of that. But before I finish, before I let y'all go into y'all recap on the inside of the club, and then we'll go to the outside, I want to tell Alexis Snow's daughter, you got to get my sons before you can get a piece of me, like I told your mother.
When you get a piece of my sons, then you can have a piece of me. Your mother couldn't get through my girls. You got to get through my boys before you can come to me.
Please sit down somewhere, girl.
Okay, can I get y'all recap? Y'all recap.
Yeah, we didn't give you that much grief when motherfucking Nicole slayed your ass clean across the board last year.
Miss A, girl, I was painted for face, Miss A.
Yeah, fuck wrong with you.
She ain't come out this year, Miss A. I guess you got to be covered up as a nun to get through. But can I get y'all recap from inside the Copa Cabana?
I had a blast. I went up to the rooftop. Everybody was definitely, making sure that the cocktails were flowing. It was very nice. We was upstairs dancing, just waiting on the ball to start. Once the ball started, they told me they was calling my name, but I was upstairs getting my drink, so I really couldn't go anywhere. So I got out, ball started. Big shout out to the House of Prodigy. We definitely were in the building doing our thing. Sex Siren and Realness. Then a chance for performance was on performance, so then the ball got ran out of time, but I enjoyed seeing Asia and Katrina as well. Definitely was nice. Davina, I love her performance as always. Sunene, definitely always full of energy. Aaliyah, I was expecting a little bit more. That's who you say was Tina Turner. I was expecting a little bit more.
Wait, hold on. What was she going through? It was giving me very Rolling on the River.
Yeah, it wasn't one of her better, but I seen her. She goes off. She does go off.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Big shout out to the Ebony Prodigy Realness Battle. Two Prodigies, two Ebony. Grand Prize overall. Prodigy. Big shout out to Neil. Definitely had a good time with Neil at the Rumble. Neil and Lawrence. Neil and Lawrence had me cracking up the whole night.
Yes, Neil and Lawrence. A team together. Lord have mercy. Them two. I couldn't help but laugh.
Big shout out to a new addition for Pretty Boy Realness. KNKN Prodigy. On his win versus official Prodigy win last night over Ella Chanel.
Hold on, wait a minute, Ronnie. What you say now?
Nothing. Did he battle Cash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Chanel could get it sat left and right last night.
Well, y'all can't take
it. It was fun. It was good to see him out. That was good. I had a good time. Alexis, that man, Alexis, James, Corey, Sanaya, Ryu, David, all were on the panel. And Noah, what's his name? Noah, Descada. I guess he's still Descada. He got shot. He got the one that got shot for Facebook, but the only reason he got shot was because he didn't have on the right attire.
He got shot two nights in a row.
He got shot the first night too?
Yes.
I didn't see him walk face at the awards.
You talking about that one with the blonde looking hair?
No. He had on a red shirt and blue jeans. His face was Cedar City.
I remember him.
Marcus on the phone. Marcus, what's his name?
From where?
He's from Chicago, but he moved to North Carolina.
Noah.
Yeah, Noah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember who he was.
Yeah, he was actually sitting, but they shot him because he didn't have on the right attire. Is he still a Scotter?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he was sitting.
Miss Benji Juice in the chat room, Miss Day. Girl, you didn't have no motherfucking tea, bitch. Okay? Girl, you sitting here and you want to take credit for some motherfucking juice, Miss Thing, girl. You ain't got no motherfucking juice. You didn't have no motherfucking tea, Miss Thing.
bitch, stop taking credit for me telling the motherfucking girls, Miss Day. Stop taking credit for my work, bitch.
What is she talking about?
Miss Benji Juice got to go in the room and gonna post underneath her Monopoly jail card, Miss Saying, girl, don't tell me, don't know, y'all girls, don't doubt my motherfucking tea or whatever, Miss Saying. Girl, you ain't have no motherfucking tea, Miss Saying.
Oh.
What?
Yes? Alexis, your recap on the inside?
Saturday night was much better than, Sunday was much better than Saturday night. LSS was high. Of course, I always enjoy seeing Sanaya. I enjoyed seeing Katrina and Asia, as I stated earlier. I had a nice time. Huh?
What about Kelly's performance?
I had a nice time laughing with Lawrence and Neil. And I even had a good laugh at Kelly a couple of times because she's quite the comedian at times. The St. Lawrence kept me entertained over there in that corner, that damn
yeah.
Enrique in his mouth.
Everything I was saying, they was agreeing with. They was like, Rodney, you saying everything that we thinking.
And then, let me tell you what Corey does. Corey sets up the tie, so I have to break it. He whispers in my ear, won't get me. I said, oh, okay, so that's how we're doing it. I thought that was a little late. I love Corey. He was a sweetheart. But Phil Queen performance was probably the hottest battle, hottest category of the night again. Everything else was a pretty little rush job. The Butch Queen realness category was hot. The Film Queen realness category was nice also. And other than that was it.
Mm. Okay. Now let's get to what all you girls came for.
Well, 11 o'clock being spoon lines and shit.
Okay, baby, because
okay.
Yes. No, Rodney, they was on before me, Rodney. When I logged on at 11:55, Rodney, it was already 70 people on the phone lines already.
You mean 70?
What I want to see.
It was 70 people on the phone lines already listening, okay? To just the white man talking, okay? So I promised to go outside, and so I'm outside, and I'm smoking my cigarette and, you know, and chit-chatting with the girls because it was 2.5 categories that was left over at the Copacabana, and
oh,
so
wait,
Jack
wait,
was
going
to take everybody
on,
with
Kelly.
The hat
hold
on the wristband, and
on.
It was going to go to Esquilita's.
Kelly.
Yes?
Next time Jack make me walk from motherfucking Copacabana to motherfucking
Escalitas
and nobody could get in, oh, me and him gonna have it out.
Oh, you walked?
Bitch, I walked. Man, it was a whole parade going up motherfucking 42nd Street, no shade. I mean, what was that, 7th, 8th Avenue, Broadway, one of them.
8th Avenue, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So
it was
we were
parade girls.
It was gonna go to Esquilita's and finish the category. So we stood outside and everybody chit chatted and talking and everything. And bitch, I'm trying to call my daughter to see where she at so she could take me uptown, baby. And in the midst of me calling her, an altercation breaks out. So I don't know who's going to altercation. So, I immediately pull out my iPhone 5 to start recording.
Again.
So, I'm running over and I'm recording it and getting it. That's why y'all just got that little piece that I got, because once I got a glimpse of who was fighting, I had to put my phone away, you know, and get in the middle of it. So, it was Ira Mizrahi and Montez 007 was
you
fighting.
You didn't have to get in the middle of that,
Charlie. Huh?
I said you didn't have to get in the middle of that one.
No, I wanted to get in the middle because I didn't really want them to carry on like that. So I wanted to get into the middle of it and break it up. Baby, what I tell you, I don't know what the fuck was going on or what the fuck was happening or how it happened. So I get the logistics after everything is over. I don't know what happened. He says him and Martez has been going through it since Atlanta. Martez has been trying it. They've been reading back and forth and everything. He came out the club, and Martez mushed him in his face, and then they commenced the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So they fighting, and they carrying on, baby. The fight goes up the block, bitch, and they are tearing it, locking ass, throwing across the street, bitch. I'm trying to break up the fight and, you know, and get it going. In the midst of me trying to break up the fight, bitch, I don't know how the fuck I got two cars down. My shoes was back where those two cars was at, but I was two cars back this way with no shoes on. The girls are snatching me by my motherfucking weave, bitch, and pulling my Malaysian all over the place, and I'm gagging. Bitch, so it was just like total like chaos and pandemonium. So they go to fighting again, and they fighting again, bitch, and I'm breaking it up again, Miss Thing. And in the midst of them fighting again, Andre's lover is trying to help Ira because this is his house member, and Buka is going crazy, and so he doesn't know what's going on or who Buka is, so he swings on Buka because Buka's going crazy, and then the girls want to jump. Huh?
Who swung at Buka?
Andre boyfriend. He didn't know what was going on. Only thing he knew was one of his house members was fighting, and Buka was going crazy over there where the situation was at. So he swings on him. So then you have punk-ass motherfucking bitches that want to jump Andre's lover, Miss A. And I don't understand with these faggots that run around here and suck motherfucking dick and get fucked in the ass, want to jump somebody, Miss Thing. But when it comes to the real motherfucking niggas in the trade, niggas don't stand up the way they stand up at a motherfucking Esquilita's or in the motherfucking Village and all types of shit. The way niggas walk around like they Billy Badass and they two guns and shit in the Village, they don't do that in the motherfucking hood. That was my whole problem. Huh?
Who are you talking about? Because I'm lost.
Baby, I don't have to put no names out there. They know who the fuck they are. Bitch, I don't have to put nobody's name out there. Everybody's seen the videos and everything. They know who the fuck they are. Niggas want to run around like they Tony Two Guns and shit and act hard when it comes to the Village and the clubs and balls and all types of shit. But then they're in the fucking hood and real-ass motherfucking niggas that's popping their motherfucking guns and carrying that motherfucking gun is going to bring it to their ass. Niggas get real motherfucking pussy and real suspect when it comes to them. I just don't understand that. Okay? Because like I tell you, bitch, I don't give a fuck where I'm at. Or where you at, bitch? I'm going to bring the noise. I don't give a fuck if you a fag, a trade, a cunt, whatever. I'm going to bring the fucking noise, but you got these punk pussy-ass bitches that want to jump. Where the fuck they do that at? Okay? I don't understand why the girls always got to jump. But your hand games is so good, and y'all niggas fight, because every butch queen around here is talking about how they fight, and they do this, and they do that. But then y'all jumping motherfuckers. Oh, it don't go down like that. It ain't a one-on-one type of thing. Oh, really? Because if y'all motherfuckers, I have never once in all my years of being out ever have to bring my motherfucking uncles and cousins to a club or a ball or anything. But if niggas want to start jumping and doing shit like that, we could bring the real motherfucking noise and bring the motherfucking drama if that's what the motherfucking kids want. And I just think that the girls are pussy, Miss Thing. So, since I felt that it wasn't a fair fight, I went back down the block. Down the block and got Andre boyfriend. And I gave him a one-on-one with Danny, and him and Danny squared up. And I was going to give him a one-on-one with everybody that motherfucking jumped, Miss Thing. But then the cops came, and they made us go. Because that's how it's done. When you got punk pussy-ass motherfuckers that want to jump, then you have a Billy Badass bitch like myself that comes and stand there and make them fight every person that jumped one-on-one. That's how it's motherfucking done in the fucking hood. Now, Rodney, you can give your recap because you know Alexis Fat-Ass ain't walked down the block.
Bitch, I'm sitting in the middle of the street and watch y'all. I'm trying to make sure, is this Jack that punched somebody in the face and then started hugging them?
Yes, it was. Cause Jack was actually doing his best to try to break that up over there, but the person was like grabbing Jack or whatever, so he didn't know who it was. So we just turned around.
Hello, Kelly. This is Danny right here in front of you. What? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
But at first, I didn't go down there. I just stood there, and then I was like, I just happened to see. I saw Ira, and then I went over. I was like, well, who the hell is he fighting? So then I saw him and Martez. And I just saw just Ira, just wow, you know.
Yeah, I never knew. I didn't know it was Martez until today.
Yeah. I didn't know it was Mrs. and I guess the Hans, and then I saw, you know, Prodigies and Reptar. Just everybody was just dead. Everybody was just looking and trying to break it up.
Hold on, Ronnie,
you know,
before you
like
go
that.
There. Oh, before you go there, Ronnie, hold on. Alexis.
Yes.
You said that you want Dawn to wait until the latex ball to come out as mother because you want to make sure that she is going to stay in the house and not go back
to
Ebony.
Wait a minute. Where are you getting all these rumors from, girl?
I'm getting all of this. I'm saying Dawn was upset because the Ebony's did not vote for her legendary status. The Chanel's put her in, Miss Thang, for the legendary status, so she came there to become mother. You said you want to wait until the latex ball to make sure she's definitely going to stay in the house and be mother.
Girl, wrong.
Oh, yeah, I'm just reading what's coming across my airwaves. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah. I didn't know who was doing what. Then I saw Andre's lover fighting. And then I saw Danny fighting. I saw his lover. And just everywhere. I don't know why. Do you know why they were actually fighting, Kelly? It's the issue.
I don't know why they was actually fighting. I don't know why they was actually fighting, bitch. But it was just a mess, Miss Thang. I don't know who it is, Miss Thang. The girls owe me $295, Miss Thang, for my dress. Miss Thang, my dress got blood all over my dress. It can never be clean. And that was the first time I wore my dress, and I had just took out the garment bag. What? Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll get Montez to call in here. He calling here any other time. Hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're
live
on the air. Private caller, you're
live on the air.
You're gone. 252-265, you're live on the air.
Okay, this is Shakira.
Hey, Shakira, how are you?
Hello. Yes, this is Shakira, and I have a question. When you are overall mother of a house, and you go out your way to go all the way down to Boomerfuck, Egypt to a mini ball, and like you get throat shade from your house, and then the house father leaves you stranded. How would you do that? Like, how would you handle that?
What you stranded, girl?
Ma'am?
Who left you stranded?
It was me. My name is Shakira Dupree or whatever, but I was the overall mother of this new up-and-coming house called the House of Epiphany. And the overall father month or whatever, I had came down to North Carolina or whatever, and they had the mini ball. So once when I got there or whatever, he was saying on my pictures, I did not look like a big girl. So when I came, he said that I was a big girl, and they totally throw me shade.
Wait, Shakira, they made you overall mother over Facebook?
Yes, basically, but I had a friend that knew me and that knew him, and, you know, he had recommended me to them or whatever. So I asked him, I said, well.
That sounds like what they did to Dawn, made her mother over Facebook, and they took it back.
girl. You keep shooting, making shots out here. Keep on, girl.
Yeah, so I kept asking him, I was like, Whitney, do you want to come down and meet me or whatever? And he was like, oh, no, just come to my bar or whatever and things like that. So, you know what I'm saying, when I got there or whatever, and so it was just like buku shade thrown at me or whatever, you know what I'm saying. He did not recognize me as the mother. So that night of the meeting, he had really took me down. He did not let me know what was going on. He took me down to Overall Mother, and he put a butch queen up in drag over me.
He got me there.
Wow. So are you still in? Are you even in the house?
I'm your friend, Kelly, on Facebook, and Andre know me personally. Andre Mizrahi, he know me.
You on Facebook right now? Send me a message.
Maybe the house of Mizrahi has a position open for you.
Yeah, because they were just like, they just throw buku shade at me because they were just like, oh, well, some of your pictures don't look like this and that, but all of them are pictures because I was going to plus size modeling thing, and of course, they edit. You know, I have my everyday pictures and plus my modeling pictures up there.
Don't worry about it. But just one thing you got to do, honey, hold your head up. Don't hit up Chanel. Don't hit up Alexis or Fred Chanel, because they'll do the same thing and make you mother and take it back. So,
where do you live at?
Not Atlanta.
You live in Atlanta. It's no shame. It's no shame.
The godmother of the house of Mizrahi.
Everybody knows Bubblegum. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows me in Atlanta. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you call Andre Mizrahi and be like, do you know Shakira, a.k.a. Bubblegum? He'd be like, hell yeah, I know Bubblegum. I'm just like the ultimate big fish. And once I got to North Carolina, I was treated with shade. I'd never been treated like that before in my life. And I got there, and a lot of, like, men treated me cold. They treated me so cold to where I could not even step in that meeting or anything like that.
What's your name again, baby?
My name is Bubblegum.
Shakira Dupree.
What I'm going to tell you is, I know the overall father of the House of Chanel, and they have a fabulous big girl chapter in Atlanta. They represent and tears it down for the big girl Atlanta. Besides my sister, the overall. Felicity. So hit me up on Facebook. I'ma definitely send me a message in my inbox. I'ma definitely hit Fred up and get all the information for the next and definitely send it to you, love.
Kelly. Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Watch it. Keep it cute.
Hey Fred.
No, that's not the overall. That's the Atlanta.
Oh, that's Atlanta father?
Yes.
You don't want to add her with Quisha, Rose, Shay Shay, and all the girls? Y'all can add, y'all have all the fire big girls. Why not have another one, father?
Don't y'all need like a new, you know, some new people in y'all chapter and they get locked up?
No, we don't need no. We have our two big girls. We have Noshi and Felicity. We don't need no more big girls. And I'm not that big like that anymore, like Alexis. So
you're not that big, though, Mo.
Actually, if you see my dress that I had on in that picture, I had to pull when I took the picture with your mother.
I saw you didn't answer my question.
I had to pull the back of my dress. She could be snug.
I asked you, I said, Auntie, is that a pastor's robe that you had on at the ball or something?
No, let me tell you. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. And I was going to put this question up on Facebook, but since we're on the radio show right now, I think that I really need to stop. I just went, and I'm going to have to give your mother, if she can fit these clothes, I'm going to have to give her these new stuff, because all of my new dresses that I just got for my birthday and that I have been out stealing and everything All my dresses look like that now. I can't even fit none of the new clothes I just went and got. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like you had on. I told you like you had on a pastor's nightgown. I said, look at her. She's gonna preach.
I was gagging, honey. But we definitely. But how do y'all feel about this situation? She's still on the phone.
Yes, I'm here.
I see her from this right. She's sitting, no shade. I see her walking big girl face replacing Felicity.
Hello?
As a matter of fact, listen, Father Donye Mizrahi has. What do you want? First
when
of
you
all,
talk, gonna hear it.
What do you want, Shakira?
I want a real listen, big girl face.
Yes, listen. The House of Mizrahi is looking for a new face diva in Atlanta. On July the 27th, Father Donye Mizrahi is having face for $2,000, and I think that would be your way to get in the house. If you go down there, you win that $2,000.
And I'll walk you out as a Chanel.
Why the fuck would you walk her out as a Chanel? You stick to your own house, director. I'm sure Shakira, I'm sure Kelly can make a position up for you. No shade. They've been doing it for a long time. Overall, let's see, Bankhead Mother, something. We'll find something for you in the house of Miss Ryan.
Well, the Chanels ain't make nothing up for you, and you're just, you know.
That's what, listen, Kelly.
Really what I wanted to do, I just wanted to just, like, state it and just let everybody know how I did this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not no ugly bitch by far. And you know what I'm saying?
Not.
I have worked so much. I have worked so much to get where I had to go, and then just have to go to Boomerfuck Egypt, you know what I'm saying, to have a bunch of nobody to just treat me like that. And I'm not the type of person to talk behind people's back and all that type of stuff. And I feel like this, if you felt like you didn't see me, motherfucker, you could have let me know before
me
I took my bags and everything and went down there. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because I caught hell this weekend getting back home. Don't you know, he left me stranded because he was like, well, I'll help you get back home. The next day I tried to call him, he left. He left me stranded. And if it wasn't for my boyfriend to send me the money, I wouldn't have been on this call right now.
Well, see, yeah, the house of Miss Rahi would not have done that to you. Andre would have made sure he put you in his car and got you back to Atlanta.
Yeah, so it was. I mean, like, you know, I just wanted to state it. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to go to a house where I can just like rebuild myself or whatever. You know, I wanted to help. I wanted to help out with the community and try to build. But you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like that house is being corrupted right now. You know what I'm saying?
The house of Miss Rahi would be great
everything,
for you.
So. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
I just wanted to state on what happened. Thank you.
Thanks for reaching out.
Actually, the house of Chanel would be good for a mistake. Yes, she's just as big as you. Keisha, you're live on the airwaves. Keisha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey, Keish.
Y'all making me laugh. I miss all y'all. It's been so long.
Yeah, so you know we had to come back and give the girls a show, honey. We ain't been on, honey. We wasn't on in 2 weeks. We had to give the girls a show.
Kelly, y'all being very phony and fake again. Okay, and if y'all going to say be real, then be real. Now, going back to Femme Queen performance, the only person on there that was being real was Alexis.
I'm already giving my opinion for watching the video. I wasn't there.
I saw the clip. And some of them girls should not have been chopped from Femme Queen performance.
I said the same thing. I said I would have to disagree. I said no. I said that. I said I would have to disagree with my cousin, the icon, Sanaya. Those girls should not have been chopped.
Now, my question to you is this.
Oh, my God.
We're going to take it. We're going to go back. Because the old saying was, sometimes if you're not fucking or you're not doing or you're not kissing people's ass, to get a title, to get a trophy, then you're not going to get the votes when it comes down to walking, and that's not fair. Okay. Now, I know the Femme Queen performance has evolved, but I thought we was bringing it back like Soft and Cunt, like Alexis said, you know, the Katrina and the Asia. They're bringing Femme Queen performance back the way it should be, Soft and Cunt, or if it's dramatic, it's dramatic. But, again, Femme Queen performance, when I think of Femme Queen performance, I think of Asia, and I think of Katrina. And there's a whole Tamara. She's Femme Queen performance. There's a whole bunch of them that does give the five elements.
Yes. No, oh, but hold on, Keisha. No shade, Miss Keisha. Not to cut you off, Mistake, but no fucking shade, Mistake. This challenge, Miss Alexis, can walk team face together, Miss Tay.
Here she goes.
They can walk team face together, Miss Tay. The pink and the purple Teletubby, Miss Tay. Bump it up. They will sit together, Miss Tay. Both of y'all walking face together, Miss Tay. Y'all will get tears, Miss Tay. But y'all got to walk together. It ain't team face. But y'all got to walk together.
So why is that, Kelly? See, this is where we're gonna go left at. What happened?
Me and my son is over here. I got two of my sons laying in the bed with me, and we are over here kikiing right now. OMG. She walking face.
Well, I mean, Kelly, no shade, girl. Did you get through, so why she can't walk?
Oh, we're not talking about her. We're looking at your pictures.
Bitch, please. I ain't even worried.
Girl, no, we were kicking at you, Alexis.
Yeah, y'all can't.
Keisha.
That's all that is.
Keisha.
I'm here.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just, you know.
Well, I guess Anaya did a see Soft and Cunt that night. She wanted a little of, you know, break my back, girl.
What do you think, Rodney?
Rodney?
Yeah. Say what, ladies?
What do you think? I'm quick for
You know what I did was I looked at Auntie and she was like, they're not respecting the performance. They're not respecting the art of performance. And so she said, well, you know, I'm the category. So if I didn't see it, I didn't see it. And I said, I respect your decision. But in me, as far as being entertained, I thought Tia should have got 10s. Because I was enjoying her when she was coming up the steps and performing at the end, at the back of the runway, everything. I enjoyed it.
Who was the girl, the crime, the first, her name was Danielle? She was, she had a cat suit. It looked like a mosaic cat suit. She was chopped. I thought she was cunt. But I'm like, I don't know if, my thing is also, if the girls are copying other Femme Queens' performances, maybe that may be a chop, too. Maybe they want someone who's original. That could be why some of the girls, because some of the girls are very, they're close off, they comp, they vote, but they're considered microwave. They're copying the same exact move of another Femme Queen. And maybe some of the girls don't like that. Could be, too. Your opinion, your thoughts, comments, concerns?
That could be, you know, that could be model for valid point. That could be an issue.
Now, if you say that, then I would have to give it, you know, if a person who walks a category, and if you see they're doing your same exact motherfucking move, you can chop them. Because it's like you're doing, do your own shit. Be original. Why are you copying my same move? That's not, to me, again, a person might take that as offense. You're copying the same exact thing. And if the category said to bring it like me, that's fine. But if you want, you're supposed to bring it, and you bring up the same person, it's like that's not really original. That you're doing the same shit. That's boring. That could be boring to a person judging, and the person with the chapter person, that may be a valid point. I don't know. I'm just throwing thoughts out there.
Right. So how was
it? Keisha, I want to thank you for calling in, Keisha. I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. You going to have
okay. Tonight? Hold on. Okay. The next caller we have is Naima. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
Naima. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
What'd you say, Rodney?
I said, once I heard Keisha, yeah, I'm expecting Naima to call in, too.
Bitch, it's a, hold on, no shade. Now, Kelly, no shade, Shakira breaks down. You see her work?
Shakira, who is that?
The new Miss Rahi girl. Thank
you,
my
love. Why don't we just call the phone? Bubblegum.
Oh, Bubblegum. All she needs to do is go get her a diamond face. You mistake it. She'll fit right in with the Chanel's.
Well, I have someone on the line, honey, that would like to give a rebuttal.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes.
What's up? How y'all doing?
How you doing? Who's this?
This is Booker. What's up?
Hey,
Booker.
I'm chilling and shit, you know. Just came from taking my mama out to eat for her birthday and shit.
Well, hold on, Booker. Let me say this to you. How you just stormed out there for thug realness like that?
Why not? I mean, that's my category. I woke it.
No. Because you would get your tens. You would just came straight to the battle zone.
No, I actually got my tens.
Maybe I wasn't paying it. Maybe what you say, Booker?
I got my tens, I got score, and then I battled.
Okay. I didn't see you get your tens, I'm sorry.
Oh, check the clips. I'm sure they got some tapes.
Okay, go ahead.
Where's she from?
I feel like you knocked on my door, but it's cool.
No, I didn't see you get your tens. I had just seen you come out of nowhere, and I'm like,
Nah, I got my tens, but I have beat one boy and I stood to the side and then I battled.
Okay.
So what's going on? Talk to me. I'm just listening, but I want to talk to y'all too.
What's up?
But you said she put you on the phone to that you had a rebuttal to something.
Oh, actually, I ain't had no rebuttal or nothing. I'm just saying like.
I mean,
the whole fight and shit, I mean, like, that whole shit could have been avoided if everybody was grown about the situation. I say that.
Okay, so, Booker, tell me what happened. What took place?
It was a one-on-one fight between two people that had a situation. They fought a one-on-one. Another person came running over there, not knowing what was going on or who was fighting, intoxicated, I would say, and started swinging. So, well, before he started swinging, I kind of pushed him back and was like, back up. It's a 1-on-1. Ain't going to be no jumping or whatever. And he just didn't want to hear me talking, so he hit me in the top of my head. And, like,
ooh.
I can't help what happened after somebody starts fighting. You know, he swung on me. I swung back. And everybody that was behind me swung on him, too.
Oh.
So, like, that was that. I mean... But, you know, as far as, like, I heard what Kelly was saying, you know, as far as the one-on-one, you know, I'm one of many. I don't mind giving anybody a one-on-one, but I'm too grown for all that fighting shit. But if a one-on-one is what anybody wants, you know, I'm always available.
Well, Jay, you heard it. So who else jumped into it? I mean, because I didn't.
Tell you the truth, Alexis. It was like a real Royal Rumble, like wrestling, WWF, y'all.
Uh-huh.
People was fighting their own house members. Everybody was on the floor. It was just crazy, y'all. I mean, you seen the video, so you know what it was giving.
I saw the only thing I really couldn't see nothing was reading the comments. That's how I even knew that Jack had bought somebody and started hugging him. Because you can't really, I don't really know what was going on. I don't run the fights no more.
It was more of a big mix-up, you know. Nobody didn't really know who was fighting.
It was a bunch of pussy-ass motherfucking bullshit. Let's call it for what the fuck it was. Let's keep it 100.
Well, call it what you want to call it. I mean, I'm saying, I'm sitting there, I'm being a peacemaker of the whole shit. I'm like, if it's a one-on-one, let it be a one-on-one.
ain't nobody going to jump somebody that I'm with. Know what I mean? So that's what that was. And if you swing on me, I mean, it's going to give what it's going to give. I don't mind shooting anybody the one.
It was some pussy-ass motherfucking bullshit. That's what the fuck it was.
So Kelly, what I want to ask you is this. Who do you feel in your heart was pussy about the situation? I mean,
everybody that jumped in, it was pussy-ass motherfucking bullshit. And motherfuckers call themselves niggas and thug realness, okay? If he swung on you, where was the problem? Why you couldn't turn around and do a one-on-one? Why people had to jump?
Hold up. Let's be clear here, Kelly. Let's be clear. I didn't even come out there to fight that dude. I don't even know who dude is. All right?
Yeah, you know, nobody knew who he was.
Wait, hold up. I don't know who he was, and I could give two shits of who the fuck he is. I mean,
yeah, nobody, you could give two shits about who he is, but he, just like he didn't know who you was, he was defending his house member. Just like if Eric or Tyshawn was out there fighting somebody, and you see somebody going at them, and you don't know what's going on, you're going to pop on them. But if I say
Hold up. Who was his house member? Ira was fighting a Revlon, if I'm correct.
He was fighting a Revlon, Booker, but you're sitting there and you're going crazy. He don't know what's going on. He's thinking you at Ira.
What you mean? I know. I'm like, back up. It's going to be a one-on-one. He should have never swung. You don't know nothing. You shouldn't be motherfucking swinging. So basically.
Booker, please, with that bullshit. Because if you don't know what's going on with Eric and Tyshawn, okay, and they out there, you're going to swing too. I've been there plenty of times. So don't come at me with that shit because your people jumped on one of my house members. Because I've been there when it went down with you and Eric and them. So come on with that bullshit. I can get Tyshawn and Eric on the phone right fucking now, and they will fucking agree with me. So come on with that bullshit. He don't know what's going on, because you want to do the same fucking thing.
Yo, I'm not going to have a shower match with you, so that's that. Like, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to just leave it alone. He didn't see me hit his house member. Obviously, I was there because I was holding it. So
and you ain't never see plenty of people hit Eric or Tyshawn when they're going at it. But when they're going at it and they're arguing with somebody, it's somebody loud, and they're in the fight, Booker, you're popping off. So let's keep it 100.
Yo, I'm keeping it 1,000. Fuck 100. I'm letting you know something now.
Hold on.
What are we holding for?
Hold on. Hold on.
We'll wait, I guess.
You wanna?
I think so.
You have reached the Sprint.
Hold on, y'all go ahead and finish talking. I'll be right back.
Well, like I was saying, he didn't see me hit his house member, you know, for everybody else out there. He didn't see me hit his house member. I was actually holding his house member down, make sure nobody didn't jump him because he came to the club with me. So at the end of the day, if you don't know nothing, you shouldn't just go diving straight in, intoxicated or not. And I mean, cool, I understand sometimes shit happens. I mean, but you can't help what happened. I didn't ask nobody to jump in for me. I mean, I could shoot the one. If Kelly know where I live at. That's her house number two. If it was that deep, we ain't got to wait till no motherfucking radio show to come on for somebody to feel like there's a problem for somebody to talk for them. No, address me, call me up, we can meet up. If it's a one-on-one you want, it's a one-on-one you can fucking get. But other than that, there's no more to be said. Like, shit, it happened. Whatever happened.
Hello?
Hello,
Tyshawn, Booker, be quiet now. Tyshawn, because Booker's on some real fake and phony shit right now. When you and Eric is outside and y'all popping off with somebody, Tyshawn, okay, and Booker don't know what's going on, is Booker going to stand to the side and not say anything? Isn't Booker going to run up over there and motherfuckers start popping?
You're right, he's going to start popping.
Okay, so Booker's going to sit here and going to talk about that. Andre's boyfriend, Ira House member, should have mind his business because he was drunk and Booker was all going crazy. He didn't know what was going on. But that Booker and Ira is fucking around or anything, and he swung on Ira. Booker gonna talk about he should have mind his business. Booker, don't come up here with no fake
I did not say that. What I said, Kelly, was very much this. I said if he did not know what was going on, he should have stood to the side and until he knew what was going on. Before he
Booker, and you said that's what you want to do, Booker, pass on and everyone's going through something?
All right, so what? If that's the case, he, well, like I said, he popped, I popped, he got popped on.
You didn't pop, you didn't pop, you swung back, and then pussy-ass motherfuckers jumped him. Okay, so Booker, don't come up here and try to be political when if that was your brothers, you wouldn't even say fucking
thing. Kelly, at the end of the day, I didn't ask somebody to jump him. Just like you just called Tashawn and you said, when somebody, people come, and they just gonna start popping whether they know or not. Well, he hit me, and people just started popping. So what?
Okay, you said you can handle yourself, and you could have did a one-on-one. So why motherfuckers had to jump him? And then y'all have motherfuckers. You have motherfuckers that don't even fuck with the motherfucking Beckhams on your motherfucking side to get brownie points.
Kelly, I was standing right there when you brought him back instead of one-on-one. You brought him to fight Danny, not me. I was right there.
Booker, I was going to give him a one-on-one with everybody, but the cops came back because that's how you motherfucking do it.
Well, my whole thing is this. I don't know.
Okay, but that's my whole point of calling my grandson was because you're trying to be real hypocritical about the shit when you wanted to do the same thing.
I
was out there popping, Booker. And I've been out there plenty of times with y'all popping, Booker. So don't come up here trying to say that you wanted to do that. Okay, Booker? I don't see you mad, saucy, and drunky, and Tashawn up popping off. You don't know what the fuck is going on. And you walking about the motherfucking spot, and you just popping because your voice is popping. That's the same motherfucking thing he did because his house member was getting a situation.
Okay,
he didn't know you and motherfucking
okay.
I was fucking around.
Okay, my whole thing is this. If he wanted to come out there and pop off, he popped off. We can't control what Kelly. We all know that. I'm not being hypocritical in this moment. I just want to make sure. Yeah. Please don't lead these people in the wrong direction. I'm being just me, just like you know me. I can fight anybody. I can hold my own. I didn't ask nobody to jump in for me. He hit me. So it should have been on me to swing. I swung when he swung, and he started fighting.
And you swung when he swung, and all these pussy-ass motherfuckers that call themselves motherfucking thugs want to jump in. People, y'all don't even trust him. Niggas think Trump is going to run up on. So niggas think that it's Trump, that they can run up on somebody because y'all fighting, because they think they're going to get brownie points.
That's the same point you were just trying to make, Kelly. You just jumped up here and said, niggas is popping if you don't know what's going on. That's the same thing that just happened. You can't blame that on me. I can't ask nobody to fight this. I didn't ask them. I didn't stop and say.
I didn't say that you asked anybody to fight. My whole point of calling Tashawn was because you came up here with that hypocritical bullshit. I'm not talking about that because I can handle everybody else that came after that. What I'm talking about was you talking about that boy was drunk and he didn't know what was going on. He should have minded his fucking business. Well, the next time Tashawn and Eric is out there fighting or doing what the fuck they're doing and you coming up out the club or coming around the corner, you need to mind your motherfucking business, Booker, because you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Get into it. He popped off. He started fighting. That triggered the whole thing. Then next thing you know, his own house members is fighting each other. Come on now.
His own house members? No, Miss Riley's was fighting each other.
Yes, they were. Jack threw motherfucking AJ on the floor.
He threw AJ on the floor because AJ ran up on him. The same thing I would have did if somebody ran up on me. So, Booker, come on with that hypocritical fucking bullshit. Try to make the table, turn the tables around, Booker, to make yourself look fucking right at the end of the fucking day. Okay? You and the boy got jumped, but the moral of the story, Booker, is you would have did the same fucking thing if you came around the motherfucking corner and seen Tyson and Eric popping the fuck off. That's the moral of the story.
I never said I wouldn't have.
You did say you would have. You said he should have sat there and mind his business. Would you have did that?
But
would you have, Booker, the question, would you have done that?
What I'm telling you, right. But every time I done that, I made sure I knew who was with us and who was against us.
Booker, please, Booker, no.
Look it all. Know what you're doing. You can't just go popping on any and everybody. You can't pop on the wrong person.
Booker, please. Okay. Thank you, Naima.
Okay,
thank you, Naima, for calling in here with this fucking bullshit. But if a motherfucker's gonna keep it real, I want them to keep it all the way motherfucking real. Don't keep it half-ass motherfucking real to justify their motherfucking self. But I don't see motherfuckers tearing down and do the same motherfucking thing that motherfucking bitch motherfucking did.
So there you have it.
No, not in my own motherfucking words. Like I said, motherfucker is motherfucking pussy, and when it comes down to real motherfucking trade mistake,
well,
this same person, this same person is sitting here that you was going to run up on and beat the fuck up, and sitting here, and the same motherfucker that y'all don't even fucking see mistake, bitch, is going to sit up here and help you job somebody mistake, the person you don't see.
I'm going to leave it on this note. I ain't even mad about the situation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it on this note. Like I said, I mean, I'm speaking for me. I'm not speaking for anybody else that jumped in. Anybody that's out there that's listening, Vuka is always available for a one-on-one if it's need be.
Ciao, baby. It's ridiculous. At the end of the day, it's motherfucking over at the end of the day, baby. But best to believe, since I know now that the girls is not about that motherfucking one-on-one motherfucking life, baby. I'm not talking to anybody in particular. But if anybody want to take it any type of way, they can. They can. If anybody want to take it any type of way, they can. But I'm not talking to anybody in particular. This goes out to everybody. Since I know the girls is not about that one-on-one motherfucking lifestyle, Miss Thing, and the girls want to get really badass when it comes to motherfucking faggots and a little-ass motherfucking boy that's 140 pounds and want to jump, Miss Thing. Since that's how the girls want to give it up, Miss Thing. Since that's how the girls want to fucking give shit up, Miss Thing. I think I gotta start carrying my shit back in my motherfucking pocketbook for the fucking girls.
Well, Lord, ain't that it?
I haven't carried my shit in a long motherfucking time for these girls, but I think that these motherfucking queens from back that don't know how the motherfucking it gives the fuck up like back in the motherfucking days. I think I need to start coming out with my shit and having my sister with her motherfucking sledgehammer and her motherfucking butcher knife so we can show y'all how the fuck it gives the fuck up. And I'm not talking to anybody in personal or particular, but if that's how you girls want to do it, okay, I don't have a problem with slicing and dicing and motherfucking chopping a motherfucker the fuck up since the girls don't want to get fair with. Because I like to use my motherfucking dick beaters, okay? And they work very motherfucking well. I don't need no motherfucking weapons. I don't need no introduction. All I need is a motherfucking square, bitch, and we can throw the fuck up, knuckle it up. Man the motherfucking man and do it however the fuck y'all want to motherfucking do it. That's how we can do it. And this is not directed to anyone. But if anybody feels some type of way and you want it to apply, I will be at the club tonight and y'all can let it motherfucking fly.
Wasn't those the days of Kelly?
Those are the motherfucking days of 94, 95, 96 when my motherfucking myself and my sister would run up and just stab people in the motherfucking neck. That got her motherfucking 10 motherfucking years in motherfucking prison.
Damn.
Because the girls and this jumping and stuff, mistaking and all of this stuff, is really getting out of control. And the way these butch queens is running around and disrespecting people, we need to get back to the real era of the thug realness with the cars and the iconic House of Ebony when it was real thugs and niggas would knuckle up at a motherfucking ball and nobody was jumping and shit. It would be just straight on one motherfucking fight. Like, what up? Because all this shit right now, all this motherfucking shit right now that I see motherfucking fags doing in the 2000 is giving me very motherfucking pre-K. Miss Thing, I'm ready to be a motherfucking sophomore in motherfucking high school when niggas knuckle up and grind the grill. Pit their backs against the wall and niggas just go at it.
Okay, can you put Kelly back on the phone, sir, please?
Be a bitch. Like, what the fuck? Can I get
you
soda, please?
Can you put Kelly back on the phone, sir, please?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, sis, how are you?
Doing fine yourself.
Okay, though. You scared me a little bit.
Wait, no, bitch, that's my Gemini.
Didn't that other star come out just now?
Okay. That would sound like Miss. That sounded like very DC.
Don't do it.
Wait a minute, Alexa. Did you get ready to say, did that sound like so and so? Well, he came to visit us from the great beyond.
Okay.
Y'all leave my sister alone, please.
No, because I don't like that. I don't like that. And it ain't got nothing to do with the Butch Queens or anybody, the Butch Queens, the Fifth Queens, anybody. I don't like that, period, bitch. I don't like that in the fucking hood or anything. I don't get
it's
down
no
like
shade.
That.
No,
don't motherfucking jump in.
I mean, I don't like that jumping shit either. You're right. You want to
I don't do that jumping. When I got jumped back in the motherfucking days, bitch, my uncle took me down motherfucking stairs, bitch. And every nigga that was down there, bitch, I fought them one-on-one since motherfuckers wanted to jump. We ain't get a chance to do that last night because the cops came. But that's how you do a motherfucking jumping set. You don't jump. Niggas talk all so much shit, mistake, that all these little kitty cats scared of them, but they can't even fight. Niggas can't shoot the motherfucking one. It's no motherfucking shade, mistake, bitch. Okay? I'm 280 motherfucking pounds, bitch. There's no way no motherfucking nigga that's 5'5", 5'8", Miss Thing, will reach it shorter than my Miss Thing, should ever be up on my motherfucking ass. My motherfucking reach in my combo is too motherfucking long for him to get up on my motherfucking ass.
Did she say 288
now? Yes, bitch.
Girl, you ain't got much ass to get up on that shit.
Okay. Hold on, we got some more callers. 323-2286, you're live on the air.
Well, hello. I mean, I'm scared to say something. Is you okay? You breathing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing? Hey, Lexus.
Hey,
Kelly.
What's going on, E.T.?
Hey. I see it was fights everywhere. They had a fight at the little Kim concert yesterday. I almost got trampled over. Hey. All this violence.
Yeah, oh, wow. That's what they was giving him this weekend.
How you doing, Alexis? Well, I have something to say.
Go ahead, baby. Get your life. Let me take one of these high blood pressure pills.
You need a high blood pressure pill. You need to get your sleigh out and go for a little snow ride.
I'm sure. Well, speaking of snow run, where's my person?
Where Naima go? Is Rodney on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle. Is he not on the phone?
Yeah, he must have put his phone on mute.
Yeah, he probably put the phone down.
Oh, he's still at work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. Well, y'all put me back on hold to my question. Come back to my.
Thank you. 678-993. You're live on the air.
Kelly, I'm so glad you're free. Hey, Alexis. Hey, Rodney. How are y'all?
Is that Tiff?
Girl, yeah, you gave me a headache, girl, with all that. I hate when you yell like that, Kelly. It seems like you're about to go into damn sugar diabetes when you do that.
Girl,
that's the other side coming out.
I hate when she do that. She just be getting so upset.
That don't be Kelly. See, Kelly leaves the building, and her brother takes over.
Okay.
Yes, it's her brother. What's her brother's name?
I forgot.
I'm sure you did.
Can we play? What is it? Wheel of Fortune that we could guess the
Y'all want to play name?
Bitch, you already know
what
I don't mind.
I was listening on the phone. I finally got through because I couldn't get through all night. And all I kept hearing you saying is something about somebody named Bubble Yum Yum something. And you keep trying to put in the house of Chanel.
No. Hold on, wait. Hold on, sis. Let me get you the straight tea. The girl got stranded in North Carolina, so she was looking for a new house. I told her that they probably could make a position up for her in Mizrahi, like overall mother bankhead or something over there, and she could walk big girl phase. Because, you know, Kelly's really not a face diva like that, and Felicity really is. So I figured that she could take Kelly's place and walk face along with Miss Noshi and Big Nicky. So then Kelly said that she could hit up Fred and she could become one of the dogs. All she had to do was go get a diamond face on.
Kelly, you tried that.
Baby, she will blend right in. She will blend right in, Miss A.
Listen, Kelly, it's only so much my mother can do. I mean, she performs good facials, but she don't work miracles, okay? It's only so much my mother can do. So don't be talking about what a diamond facial will do, honey, and sitting with the dogs.
So what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say about that lady?
I don't know that lady. I haven't even seen that lady picture. I told you I just even called in. I haven't been able to get in all night. I just kept hearing you say something about a yum yum.
Are you on Facebook?
Her name Bubblegum, sis.
Are you on Facebook? Her picture's in the group.
Oh, okay. I'm about to get in and let have. Let me see, honey.
Is the link to her page in there?
But I know some, honey. What you should have been doing, Naima, need to be refreshing that screen, honey. Naima worrying about somebody else's pictures. Girl. You see them pictures they put up of you.
No, they ain't putting no pictures up of me.
Oh, yes, they did, Naima.
Where at? Hold on, wait a minute.
They got a picture of her and Toya. They got a picture of her and Toya. And somebody said Naima looked like Nicole with this wig on.
Hold on, let me see.
Okay, yeah, let me get in now. Wait, who got deemed a legend on Facebook?
Oh, that's fine, because I'm the one who put that picture up. Oh, Mona Trainer.
Her name is Shakira Dupree. There she go, right there.
Okay, let me get it.
I don't care, honey. I was busted and I was high. I don't care, honey. I put the picture up there. So Mona think that she got tea or something like that. No, she don't. But now I know what I'm going to do for her.
You going to block Mona, Naima? Wait, this the lady from No Bad News. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. From the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Well, see, that's why I don't be entertaining these fake profiles. But I know what I'm going to do for you, girl.
Naima, why you gonna block? Why you blocking Mona?
Oh, Alexis.
What?
So you was gonna get knocked by the Ebenezer mistake from outfit off at the awards ball?
Oh. Say what?
Well, I'm just reading what's coming through my inbox.
So what now? What happened?
The Ebony's was going to knock Alexis at the awards ball for mouthing off.
Okay.
So what you going to get? Why was it going to knock you?
I don't know. That's what they had said.
Oh, the Ebony said they was going to knock you?
That's what. Well, not the Aries. That's what the fake profiles had said.
Oh.
Alexis, why they was
gonna
beat you, sis?
Yeah, I don't know,
Joe. Ain't nobody gonna beat Alexis. Look at these girls sit down somewhere.
Bobby Christian,
let me tell you. Hold on, y'all. Let me tell y'all something, okay? And this is what y'all not going to do, okay? And every time y'all motherfucking knock on my door, Miss Thang, I'm gonna knock on y'all motherfucking door, Miss Thang, bitch. Every time a fake profile knock on my door, y'all gonna respect me, bitch. I'm the motherfucking head bitch in motherfucking charge. I run this motherfucking shit. And every time y'all knock on my motherfucking door, bitch, I'm gonna put y'all the fuck out of my motherfucking door, okay? Stay the fuck off my door. Stop knocking on my door, bitch. Knock on my door in another motherfucking room, bitch, where I'm not the head motherfucking bitch. But when you knock on it in here or you knock on it on the radio show, bitch, I'm gonna knock back.
Girl, you can't remove them kids because they're knocking on your door, girl.
Bitch, you want to respect me? Yes.
You said you would never do that, Kelly. You said the girls read you and you never remove posts and all of that, girl.
don't. But bitches is gonna keep their motherfucking bitches ain't gonna play with me and disrespect.
That's not fair. Can I do it to everybody else?
Alexis, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Shelly, we haven't had a show in 3 weeks, and my connection has not been playing. I think she needs to get played.
What is that?
My commercials have not been playing for about 3 weeks. I think you owe us a airplay.
Marcus, I'm about to give y'all time to talk about y'all ball in a few minutes. Calm your motherfucking pussy.
I gotta hang up. It's my birthday. I gotta go.
No, baby, you gotta talk about your ball in a few minutes.
No, we don't know.
I want to know who was at that table behind me with all that food.
Marcus, you sound real saucy over there, Marcus. Are you cocktailed?
Marcus is cocktailed.
Marcus is cocktailed, Missay. Y'all don't hear his voice, how soft and cunt it is, Missay, right now? You are saucy, Marcus. Hello?
I'm here.
You? Why are you so cocktailed like that?
I turned 30. It's a blessing to turn 30 today.
Baby, you were supposed to wait. It's a Saturday, so I could drop a Marley in your drink.
So you know when I'm playing with money, I do not drink at all.
Marcus,
drunk with my money.
Laura said Marcus is at the bathhouse in Chicago.
Oh. Speaking of Chicago, I see what's the name Herrera. Ain't his name what's the one to get up in?
At this time, I would like everybody to please say goodnight and not get out of here. And I'm playing with you, Naima. I left that alone all night. The girls have pitted pictures in my inbox and everything. They made caricatures of that lady and everything.
Motherfucking thing. Let me tell y'all one goddamn thing. I thought it was her, but I wasn't quite sure. So I had to ask somebody. What happened to the other side? Then I looked at the picture. I was like, well, maybe it's somebody with a burnt mark on the side of their face. What the fuck is going on? Did the makeup melt off over there or something?
Alexis, don't come for that lady just
because
you was beat that night. Like, let that lady make it.
Girl, I will not. Miss Thang, I'm going to her function on Saturday, Miss Thang. Y'all will not have her get me.
Well, since y'all paying it, I'm going to pay it.
Okay. I don't know nothing.
I do.
Well, what's your opinion, Naima?
No, I'm just kidding.
Honey.
But for real, I didn't know it was her. I had to ask. No shade.
Why you had to ask, Alexis?
Because I wasn't sure. You know how you see the girls out. I was like, okay, maybe that looked like Marco, but I'm not sure. Then when I saw the picture, and I was like, okay, well, no, that can't be Marco because that person got a burnt mark on their face. But it was like, oh, no, that's not a burnt mark. That's her beard. I said, oh.
I'm not playing with you girls, Miss Day. Girls are gonna talk about why she look like a California raisin.
I heard it through the grapevine.
You know what? I can't.
Somebody in another group I was in called her one of the Clark brothers. They said the Clark brother that wants to be the Clark sister.
Mistake, I can't with y'all. Why is y'all at her like that?
We not at her, bitch. I'm gagging. I saw somebody else was talking about, okay, let's go back to the cookout. Caesar asked, do I think that they be putting them pictures back out bad like that? Did you see the
Yeah. Oh, somebody. Okay. Oh, that was Rodney. Hold on.
Did you see the look on Caesar's face in that picture? Or was he in the middle of talking?
I think he was in the middle of talking.
Okay. But I seen somebody was saying how one of the girls was saying that they don't want him to take their picture because there's always a bad picture of them.
Well, you can't help. Let me shut up.
Cause, bitch, girl should know, Miss Thang.
9-6.
Oh, Roddy phone must have went dead. I wait for him to text me.
You know, y'all girls are fierce. Why they gonna put the witch for the wiz next to this old picture?
That's what I just said. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. Then you hear me singing it. I said, oh, hell to the no.
Ooh.
Girl, that bitch looking hot.
I can't wait to listen to the archives. I got to get this tea. Who took her to North Carolina and left her on the side of the road?
She said she went down there for a ball. She said she was supposed to be overall Mother Epiphany. She said
overall
that
Mother Tiffany? What?
Epiphany.
What was that? What else
is that? So when she got down there, they told her she was not the girl in the ad. I mean, not the girl in the pictures. So when she, then the next day, the overall father was supposed to help her get back home, and then he didn't answer his phone the next day. So her boyfriend had to send her the money from Atlanta to get back, which is probably only $30 on Megabus, to get back to Atlanta from North Carolina.
They done got that lady out there, honey. They did a walk
out.
Wait a
minute, who did she come to the ball with?
She came by herself, I'm thinking.
So she said that she was supposed to be traveling back with the Mizrahis?
No, that's the new house that she's going to. She'll be walking for the 2000 at John Yates Bar on the 27th.
Wait a minute, she's
coming for Kelly's spot. Kelly, she coming to take your spot, honey.
Wait a minute, hold on. The 2000, ain't that some Fit Queen face or big or something like that?
Big girl face. I mean, what's face OTA?
Wait, is that Naima?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Where is Martez? He ain't calling tonight?
After he got his ass whooped like that, I wanted to call it Eva.
Oh.
You see it.
Let me see some M.A. I didn't see nothing, Kelly. You know I wasn't going down there, and I was like, it's please.
Kelly, I looked at that video. Somebody was like, oh, Kelly got, last night, they was like, Kelly got popped. They jumped her. They tried to two-piece her, sneak her. But when I looked at the video, I didn't even see nobody hit you. So what was them lies about?
Girl. You know how these queens are. They gotta throw their motherfucking shit up in there to make stay to make it hot tea so the girls can start talking and shit.
What happened? I missed it. What, Kelly, sir? What you said, Tiffany?
They said I got two pieces in a biscuit last night.
Oh.
Yeah. They were saying Kelly was trying to break up about six people fighting, and they said the boy, the tall boy, she rammed up in the photo booth.
Oh, Danny.
They said him and another boy had came and snuck Kelly and hit her, and then Jack jumped in, and it was just a big scandal, honey. And I was like, oh, my God, don't hit
Tiffany, can you believe I was standing right there not even 100 feet away and didn't even know none of that was going on?
I know probably why you didn't know.
No, actually, I was...
No, we wasn't fucked up like that, Tiffany. It was a light night.
You don't even get fucked up, Kelly, honey. So you be quiet. I'm sorry, but we all know what Miss.
It was a light night, Tiffany.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
It was very light. Would you believe I was telling people no at the ball?
It's no shade though, Alexis. But you were sitting, honey. That she definitely dusted you, honey.
That was just fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was touched by an idol.
Until the life.
Big shout out
you
to the overall mother of the House of Chanel.
Yes, honey. Miss Dee Dee, she turned.
Oh, down. Shit. You know what?
Dee Dee make miracles.
One in a million. A chance of a lifetime.
Hold on. Let me go back in this room.
Alexis, Kelly's saying that was a one-time deal for you.
What?
That baby, that look, that mug you had, basically.
Girl,
said,
as long as she got her coin, she, that's the only time she on point, Miss Dawn.
Girl.
She better not never fall out with Timothy because she would never walk face again.
Kelly, it's no shade. It's no shade. I talked to Alexis that night, that morning, and I told her, I said, bitch, it was dusty. She said, girl, when she got up out that chair, she said, girl, I was ready to take all the bitches to the back. She said, I was looking for Kelly. I was looking for Mona. I was looking for all the bitches at the back. Kelly?
Child, let me tell you something. These girls don't want me. I know when I can play with the girls and when I cannot play with the girls. Hurt me, okay? Okay? Everybody want to know when am I going to be out on the back of the floor mistake. Y'all will know when I'm out on the back of the floor mistake, okay? Trust me.
Are you walking for the 2000?
I'm judging you, ho.
Oh, I'm about to say, bitch, I wouldn't do that if I was you.
Why wouldn't I? I'm just saying, girl.
Alexis, let me.
Oh, Kelly, listen. You know, I'll just tell you what the people say, honey. The people just put something in my inbox. They said Kelly need to stop.
Wait, hold on. Why would I even walk anyway? The Chanel is not gonna be there anyway.
I ain't talking about that walking, honey. Oh, well, why would you, what? What Chanel is not gonna be with?
Y'all not going to be in Atlanta anyway. That's Fred's birthday. Y'all going on y'all retreat.
Oh, you're fine.
Listen, I keep telling you, first of all, hold on. Kelly, stop. You are not you are not going to get Chanel T the way you want it.
Y'all going on y'all retreat to Miami. Y'all not
okay,
going to be in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
I know y'all gonna Frank gonna buy a table. Y'all gonna send three little local members that's not going to the to the ball, that's not going to the retreat with y'all, so it can make it seem like y'all need a boycott. I know how y'all do this.
Whatever,
girl. Kelly is crazy.
Mr. I know how you do it. Frank gonna buy a table, so that Don, you're gonna say, oh, the Chanel is coming because Fred bought a table. They gonna send three or four members, Mr. Day, and everybody else is gonna be somebody else, someplace else.
Mm-hmm. You swear you know RT, girl.
Mm-hmm. I know how y'all
right.
Give it up.
Kelly is crazy.
I made the rule book on it.
If you say so, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If Fred buy me a ticket, I'm going with y'all too. What? Y'all kids.
Y'all is a mess.
Honey, I can't. Oh, hold on. Rodney must have charged his phone back up. Hold on. Wait, oh, hold on. Oh, let me see. Hold on. Oh, shit. I don't see your number. You talk about can you get on? I don't see your number. Hold on. We got a caller. 347-790, you're on air.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
You know who this is?
Who is this?
Oh, you definitely know who it is.
Hi, Montez.
Oh, you trying to be fierce and trying to throw some little talk, girl. I got whooped and saying, first of all, that faggot had to sneak me.
No,
knew.
Baby, I had to get you up here on the phone. You usually
one
of the first people to call in here.
I was on the phone. I just couldn't. You never picked up. I didn't call for my number. That's why you probably didn't see it.
Oh. So what's he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, fill me in. You know, I was
Alexis wanted you, so this is her interview. She called your name.
Oh, Alexis.
What was going on last night? Why were you fighting?
Actually, you know what? Just be honest. I'm going to keep it real. I had heard from my sister, which is Ira's, I guess, girlfriend, really, that she said that she was going to knock me when she seen me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it started out as a... Just kidding around, and it was about some
I said that she was a lady or something like that. Very much so childish. So I seen her at the ball, and I was about to come out for Twins, and he came out. He had stood beside me or whatever, like he wanted to battle me. So before that could happen, they said the ball was moving to Esco's. And so after that, me and him was talking or whatever, and Buka Milan walked over. I don't know if she was cool or whatever. She was like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? Like, what's the issue? I didn't think it was an issue at hand. We were over here talking or whatever. So Buka started feeling it or whatever. I was like, Mama, you need to move. So she moved on along. I had just got through talking to Rodney Prodigy. So she pops back over there again and tried to hug Rodney from his other side. I'm like, that gets so pressed. Like, they do anything for attention. So after that, it was a pace set. So I went outside, and I was outside talking to Marches and Ms. Wrighty and some more people. And next thing I know, I heard somebody say, move. But I'm not, I'm paying. I'm thinking, hey, there's somebody else. And I feel like somebody, he moved a bottle.
Ooh.
And from there, the fight was on. I mean, he got me. He put a knot on my head with the bottle, but he definitely got wore out on the one-on-one fight. People were breaking up. I don't know if somebody jumped in. I know people had jumped in for, like, my back, so I don't think they did hit my back. Well, I mean, it's nothing. When I see him, I don't give a fuck what ball it is at. I don't give a fuck how much money you pay for your venue. I'm shutting the ball down.
Oh, shit.
That's already
bring that shit
plan.
To Chicago.
Who?
Bring that shit to Chicago.
You said what in Chicago?
I said don't bring that shit to Chicago.
Oh, please. Like I said, wherever ball I'm at and she's there, it's going down.
Who are you calling the she? You calling Buka a she or you calling the other child you had a fight with a she?
Ira. Buka too, since you asking Buka too. And I don't know what Buka said. He said something about we had fucked or something like that.
No, I ain't seen nothing like that. I'm still on the line. Hold up. I'm Buka still on the line, and I'm listening. First of all, let me address it.
Not you, my best.
When I walked up to the situation, I asked what happened. I was trying to alleviate the situation from happening because I already knew that.
No. Hold on. Go ahead and talk. Don't have that rule. Go ahead and talk. Say what you got to say.
So I didn't know that the problem was with you. So I was trying to alleviate the whole situation because I had already told him when he was talking to whoever he was talking to on the phone or whatever, when you were on the phone, better yet, and you were talking about him and he was listening to the whole conversation or whatever, I was here. I witnessed that whole thing. So it was like, I just was telling him, don't fight. There's no need to be fighting, blah, 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 whatever. Y'all got out there, whatever. Nobody didn't come up to you. Nobody didn't say nothing about you. You and him had a one-on-one fight. I put everybody back and made sure that nobody was jumping the fuck in. And if you could hear it on that tape where they was recording, I was making sure nobody jumped in. I had a one-on-one motherfucking one. Nobody hit you with no bottles. You ain't get hit with nothing. You fought your one-on-one. After that was the first round. Then we started walking down. Kelly was breaking the fight up. Everybody was breaking the fight up. That's before shit even got hectic. You know what I mean? Y'all, like, come on. Nobody ain't got time for no jumping. Your boy swung. The boy swung. That's obviously Iowa House brother or whatever. And shit just got crazy from there. And obviously, I seen you right there. If I wanted to jump in and jump on you or whatever, me and you was face to face. I would have swung on you. You would have swung on me. It didn't give that. That was between you and him. I don't got nothing to do with y'all, pop. You know what I mean? I didn't have shit to do with none of it. But I wasn't gonna let him be out with me and get jumped. I'm far from a pussy. Like I said, I'm always available for a one on one for anybody.
Okay, so you're not talking, right?
So wait. For you to get on the phone and call me a she and all of that, I didn't disrespect you.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from, but I can't take anything back that I say because everything I say, I
mean. Oh!
I'm going to call now, but now I'm going to I allowed you your time. I allowed you your time to talk, so please allow me to talk. Now, when you came up, it was already – so I said that you're lying already because you telling me like you didn't know what was going on. So if you said that you was there and I overheard the conversation, that means
No.
Hold on. I didn't interrupt you.
Did you not hear what I said?
I mean, you can rebuttal afterwards. That's all training. You should learn that at school.
I'm just asking.
Great.
You not hear what I said.
Right, come on.
But
listen. So that means if you heard, you said that you was there around Ira when he heard what I was saying. So he probably told you already that, okay, I'm going to get him.
That's basically what you were saying.
So,
you already knew. No. Okay, hold on, listen. What would have prompted you to come over to me and Iris say, oh, what's good, like, what's going on, and very much so, like, give, like, you came to me like a faggot, like, the way you carried yourself, you came over and was like, what's going on? I'm like, girl, who is this lady? Are they fucking or what?
Booker, let you talk, let him finish it, you go, Booker.
Talking about the situation, are we getting into this? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so listen, so when you sent Sadie over and you asked him, you was like, oh, what's going on? And all that, so my thing is, for you to even come up and ask, because me and him had no hostility, we wasn't arguing, we wasn't cursing, so what would make you come over and very much so give, oh, what's going on, everything good, like, what's the problem?
Because you know why, you want me to tell you? Because he was chilling. You was waving your hands. You were the one who was hostile about the situation, if you want to be honest. That's what made me come back.
Hold on.
Hold on, Booker, hold on, Martez, hold on, okay? Because Ira is 25 years old. He is a grown-ass motherfucking man. He can speak for himself. So, Booker, pass him the fucking phone.
Well, Lars...
Shake the dice and steal the rice, honey.
Hello. I got too much hair in my face. Coke in my nose, no weed in the place.
Hello.
I heard that he not getting on that phone. It ain't nobody.
Hello.
Yeah, I heard that he not getting on the phone. It ain't nobody. He said he pulled him.
Okay.
One-on-one. He knows it's one-on-one. He said he heard what he said. He already said when he see him or whatever, that's that. If he want to pop, then he pop, then that's that.
I got too much hair on my face, coke in my nose, no weed in the place.
Well, go ahead, Montez, finish.
I mean,
Montez, finish. Montez, call has dropped also.
I got too much hair in my face.
Tell y'all something, Miss Thing, honey. Let me see. Let me go, honey. I gotta stop at the corner store and get me some batteries. Bitch.
Why don't you need batteries for?
Because, bitch, ain't a bitch. I feel like a fucking rag doll last night, Mistake. The way they was tossing me around, Mistake, okay? I done lost all this weight, Mistake. They was tossing me around, tossing me about my sandals and everything, Mistake.
Oh,
hold on.
Kelly.
Yes.
What's up? This Ira. So what's up? I mean, if anybody want to scrap again, it's nothing. I'm coming out tonight. So if anybody want a one-on-one with me or whatever, I'm gonna be in the building. So it's whatever. So you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I got too much hair in my face. Coke.
Well, Lord. Well, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Well, I hope y'all enjoy yourself tonight. Mother has to go back to work in the morning.
Hold on, we got some callers, honey. 443-407, you're live on the air. 443-703, you're live on the air.
I just wanted to know, which one was the one that got dragged in the gutter?
Oh, shit.
Was that the one that was on the... I said I just wanted to know which one was on the phone that got dragged in the gutter.
That was the first one that was talking.
Okay. So why was she speaking? Oh, is that why she wants to shut the boss down? Because she
Y'all girls are kiki. I can't with y'all.
No, I mean, she got on the phone so upset. Like, I thought she was the one with the white shirt, but she was the one that was dragged and flipped upside down. I thought it was like a roach or something on its back.
Oh, my God. I can't with y'all.
Tell them to not pull on your hair. That's $300.
No, my hair is not $300.
Oh, not today?
Excuse me, not Effa.
Oh.
I got 6.5 bundles in my head.
Oh, it's giving more than 3.
Okay. Yes, definitely more. Did you see I pressed my curls out? Did you see how my pictures that I put up on Facebook?
That's why I was like, they can't be pulling on that. That's
did you see my pictures I put up
on
Facebook when I pressed my hair out? It didn't look like a half a pack. That's why I put so much bundles in my hair. So when I press it out, it looks like real hair and not a half a pack. And my sister Alexis.
Oh, it's not giving you.
So my sister Alexis can confirm she has done my hair. And my sister Naima can confirm she has done my hair. How many bundles I put in my head?
Oh, okay.
Kelly,
so you don't want that. You know how the girls be having half a pack and the sun can shine straight through?
No.
Oh, shit.
The sun can never shine straight through minds, okay? And you know what I'm going to do for you? You know what I'm going to do for you, love? As soon as I finish doing the show and I press my hair back out straight, I'm going to take a picture from the back so you can see what it looks like pressed out, and then I'm going to put a picture of what it curled, and I'm going to put it up in the group for you, okay?
Well, I'm not in the group because I put myself out of that, but could you tag me?
I'll put it on my Facebook wall for you.
All right. My name's Maisha.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. We got another caller. 347-549. You're live on the air.
Oh, what's up, Kelly? This is my
other caller. Oh, shit.
Oh, that caller wanted to talk to you. She wanted to talk to you. She was talking to you before she started talking about my hair. Hold on. Oh, damn. Did she hang up? Yeah, I think she just hung up. Oh, she went away. She wanted to say something to you, but she pressed one. She got off the line. But go ahead.
Did he say something about they were together? Now who was that on
top? Good. Oh well,
Sally.
I'm not. Well, Tiffany can tell you what Ira said.
Sally.
Yes.
They said they didn't want to get you to 31 on my side because we can make that happen right now.
What'd you say?
Who wants to shoot a 31 on my side 101?
Tiffany.
They said they're gonna be at Vogue night tonight. Oh, you know Tiffany don't never care. They said they're going to be out at the club tonight, and whoever won a one-on-one, they could get it because they is not scared, honey. And, honey, they will fuck y'all up in the place. That's what they said.
Okay, that's all that needs to be said. Right, let me get
on. I got too much coke in my face. Coke in my nose, no weed in the place.
Hear me out.
Who got this coke in their nose and hair on their face?
That's Alexis. Alexis, stop. Go ahead, Montez.
That's so true. Since she had her girlfriend out last night, tonight, bitch, stay tuned. When I tell you, I don't do a fuck what house you're in, who's with her, their night is going to gas tonight.
Ooh.
You want to talk to family? What did you say? Any little
Kelly, you need to stay home.
Bitch, why am I staying home and say, girl, they got legendary performance tonight for $200. They got another category for $200. They got open to all performance for $200. They got open to all realness for $200. Mistake, girl, I just got out of jail. Mistake, I need to get my change.
She got too much hair in the face, coke in the nose.
I got no hair on my face, and I'm going out wash face for that realness.
You going out wash face?
Yes.
Shit.
Ooh. Oh, Kelly, this came in my thing, my inbox. I forgot to tell you. They said you really need to stay home. They said they said you lying because the boy who was a miz popped Kelly in the face because she tried to calm him down fighting another miz.
Ain't nobody pop me in my face.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to get upset if they did, Kelly. I don't want them hitting you, beating you up.
Okay,
girl.
Let me tell you
something. Yes, now, sis, you got $8,000 worth of work in that mug, girl. You can't risk that, girl.
Let me tell y'all something, Mistake.
We want you to really be able to walk face.
Y'all clearly, as y'all clearly seen on that video, the same way y'all clearly seen at the first female figure performance for the $5,000. When I pushed Kool-Aid down, I pushed the crowd back. Okay? Nobody pops this in the mug. The most the bitch did was pull my motherfucking hair when the girls was tussling and going at it. But ain't nobody popped this mug.
That's $8,000, girl. We can't have you getting that shifted.
Mm-mm. Dang. Work, Kelly.
They better leave you alone. Wait a minute. So I'm confused. The boy that was in the ground in the gutter is Montez, but the boy that was about to fight and then a whole bunch of people, like, came from out the background, that was the other boy, Buka?
No. Ira. You know who Ira is. Tiffany, the sex Iron. The little cute one. The little light-skinned one.
Uh-huh.
The Ira and Montez was fighting.
Oh, okay. All I know is that one clip I seen B out there. I could see B was on the damn sidewalk, honey. Damn, those for B girl. B do not want the girls, honey. Why you giving all of that?
Alexis, I made fried.
What?
I made fried fish and spaghetti. I made and I'm lost. And.
I thought
you lying. No. I forget what you know, what the stalker over there on Nostra, Dawson made fried chicken.
Not too much, Kelly.
Oh, the stalker's still on the phone. Oh, okay.
Yeah. What?
Not too
much.
She
called me a stalk. You think you slick calling me a stalk? I got a few choice names for you, too.
Honey, I'm laying in my bed. Motherfuckers coming in my room talking about Naima in town. How you know Naima in town? Before I know she in town. Kelly Naima?
Naima. Who you was hitting up, girl?
Child. Kelly, don't you have to get ready to go out?
I'm already dressed.
Who's
your
head up,
Kelly?
Dawson.
Father Tony said, Jack is going to kill these two queens. I'm going to tell Jack this fucking stupid central booking has a lot of room.
Who said that?
The icon, Tony, honey. Tony Milan.
Mm.
He put it in your group.
Let me tell you something. I got no time for no bullshit tonight, honey. I'm going to walk around the corner. I'm going to get my fat ass in the motherfucking cab, Miss Day. Y'all girls ain't going to be pulling my motherfucking Brazilian, Miss Day. Okay. I ain't got time, honey. I thought Miss Alexis was going to come out for that $200 tonight, Miss Day. I wanted a piece of that ass. But she got work in the morning.
Yeah, she got to go to work in the morning.
But I'll save that spanky for another day.
Yeah, girl, you'll get your chance to get these.
No shade, Alexis. I was looking at your clip, girl. I did kind of live. You know, I ain't ripping you up, but, girl, I did live how you just gave that unbothered shade. You just was gave that girl that look like, girl, please, sit down somewhere, honey. I said, yeah, work, Alexis, honey. Get that shade, girl. Kelly, that's how she was going to do you, girl.
That shade wasn't enough.
Girl, Imani beat me by one point. Kelly, you act like she cleaned me across the board.
But you know, Tiff, like I've been telling Alexis for months, if she want a piece of mother, she got to get through the daughters.
Girl, please.
Through the daughters, this is what's going to happen. They're gonna have big girl realness at a ball, and they're not gonna have legendary realness. So I can walk the big girl's realness with my daughters. But if they have legendary realness, you know I can't walk the regular big girl category because they have it for the legends. But when they do have it on a flyer, me and my daughters are gonna come out. Alexis is gonna come out, and Alexis had to process my two daughters to get to me. If she can't get through them, then she can't get to me. And that's how it's going to be every time we walk in this big girl's realness. She has to get through them before she can get through me. To me.
Whatever.
Done.
And I don't think it's going to happen. And that's the same thing for her daughter down in Atlanta that's listening.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Daughter wants a piece of mother, her daughter got to get through my other daughters.
Who's your daughter, Alexis?
Hold on.
No, we're not going to put his name out there. He know who I'm talking about, and she knows who I'm talking about. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Her daughter
don't
down there wants a piece of me. She has to get through my butch queen daughters to get to me.
Oh,
Why do you call that lady a he? I'm confused.
Because it is a he, but I'm just calling him daughter. He know who I'm talking about.
Don't disrespect mine, and we won't disrespect yours.
Okay. If he wants a piece of this, he got to get through mine first to get to this. And I think... You know, you're just not gonna come on the field, bitch, and think you're gonna start out with a $40 million contract, Miss Thang.
Bitch, please.
Y'all girls gotta work. Y'all still warming the motherfucking bench. Y'all gotta work.
Forty mil. Girl, stop.
Y'all gotta work.
Shake the dice and feel the rise, honey.
Not even on your good day with Timothy paid your mug, you want $40 million, bitch.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Alexis, I'm going to spank that ass so bad, Alexis. Girl, there'll be no tie.
Well, I think my sister's not scared. She never scared.
She shouldn't be. I'm going to dance circles around her.
All she needs is another Dustin by the Idol girl, and she's going to send you and your daughters on your merry way.
She lost at the awards more this year, and I lost at the awards more last year because I should have been walking face and not realness the way I was painted. Maybe she should have been walking face too.
She
should have been walking Femme Queen face. Or should I say Butch Queen of Drags like the icon Ashley said.
I knew she was
going
to say that.
Yeah, I wanted to
know. Open to an offer $200 later than you can. I'll see you then.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because Alexis, you ain't going to talk about how Ashley got off the panel because she said you was a Butch Queen of Drags.
Maybe she did say that.
I know.
Maybe
she
did.
You walked off. What was that about?
Because she said Alexis was a Butch Queen of Drags and not a queen to sit up there for that shit.
Maybe she did feel like that. I wish you would have
said
something.
What is it to her that what Alexis is? She ain't seen her fucking whole finance to her.
Oops.
So, I mean, why should she care what Alexis is?
Naima, don't let... See, Kelly trying to get somebody else revved up. Girl, I don't pay Kelly no attention.
Well, Alexis, that's what she told?
I don't know about no Ashley reading me.
Cause I haven't walked the Bitch Queen of Drags category since motherfucking 2000 and motherfucking 8.
Come and read me about my dog or the thing, bitch. What you going to do? Slap me, girl? Sit down.
I can't help because I look like a science project.
What you say, Tiffany? Who's coming after that?
She's going to pull a parachute out on you, girl, and hit you with one of them Swiss Army knives, girl, and that
parachute.
Please. I don't got nothing to say about that. I learned my lesson.
You getting off the panel because somebody's a Butch Queen and drag. Girl. Let me keep my car.
Alexis is a lady. Why
are
they saying that?
I can't help it. I'm crying. I'm sorry. I don't look like a science project.
I feel so bad for these girls to think. I'm just looking at this lady mugshot, Miss Day. If you girls want to do crimes and stuff, Miss Day, girl, come to New York and do your crimes, Miss Day, because New York is the only state that don't put up your mugshots. Bitch!
That child's name is too many things.
You said what?
That name, honey. Mm.
I'm surprised she ain't going here tonight.
That hair was given very much Simba, Circle of Life to you.
Hold on, we got a double caller. Hold on. 954-5548, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 323-286, you're live on the air.
You can't never get my number right.
What's going on, Michi?
But I'm back. Hey, Tiffany, that's a voice I ain't heard in years.
Hi, Michi.
Hi, there. What's going on?
Oh,
I really used you, Meek, until you told me you was going to fuck me. Then I found out you was the damn bottom. So, you know, I ain't been using you.
Wait a minute. Hold the fuck off.
Wait a minute.
Tiffany, we're not going to do this for him. Tiffany.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Hold the fuck up.
That wasn't me falling out.
Who was that falling out?
Like Alexis? I think that's Alexis falling out. No, that was not.
That's Tiffany laughing that day. Oh, that's Tiffany. Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll snitch out your top secret, Alexis.
Which one is that good? You know I got a lot on reaching.
Can I ask y'all something? How old is Derek LaBeija?
I don't know.
Now, why did y'all try that girl like that?
Who?
Bubblegum. Mother Bubblicious. Ooh, y'all don't forgot already. That's the same. Where's her name? Shakira Dupree?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She's going to be a Mizrahi.
I feel for her. I think you might have to Google it up.
I owe all Bankhead mother.
Hello. I feel for her. Kelly, you going to direct her that way?
Western Mother Miss Rahi, I can see it.
I'ma talk to Fred so she can get Didi position.
Bitch. Bitch.
She can get who position?
Didi. Eventually. She'll get direct that Mother Miss Rahi so she get that.
I was talking to Didi, and she said she wanted to take a break, so I think that would be the perfect position for her is to be the new overall mother.
Kelly, go kill yourself.
And no shade to Chanel. We can make somebody over.
Yes,
and
look what they did to Alexis and Tiffany.
You're not gonna try my sister now.
Well, you know what? Hold on, wait. You know what, Kelly? For the first time in your life, you have truly said the truth. Because when I first came to the scene, I admit I was a little rusty around the edges. You still and are. Excuse me, sir.
Still on, but keep going.
But you know what? Even with you, Kelly, once I got to New York and you felt like it was a little competition around, you kind of stepped your game up a lot also. So don't make it seem like a girl can't, you know. It's sometimes it takes somebody to come around and mold you and help, you know, make you. I mean, you still got a long way to go to get where I'm at, but, you know. Hold on. With good help, a lot of time, and a hell of a lot of makeup, you might be able to get an invite to the dollhouse. You might.
Actually, if not when you came to New York, actually, okay, when my sister told me, honey, that I need to take this game seriously, Miss Thing, was all a joke to me. My sister, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, told me I need to take this seriously. That's when I stepped my game up, not you coming to New York. Maybe it happened at that same time that you was around.
Yeah.
It happened at that same time when you was around, but you're not going to take credit for my sister's work, okay?
Okay, well, however, whenever, it's just it happened to coincidentally happen around the same time, so okay. But anyway, you know, girl, everybody, you know, shit happens. We all evolve. I remember
you
used to bump up in the ball.
You do up your game when the big girls step through down those things.
Baby, you know, because you got to let these hoes have it, Miss Day.
She feel threatened, Meechy. She got to.
She's the big girls.
Let me tell you something, and I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. When it's time for me to hit the back of the motherfucking floor, okay, and for me to get out there and do my motherfucking shit, only two bitches threatening me.
Porsha and Jasmine. Porsha
exactly.
And Jasmine.
The rest
God
of these motherfucking bitches,
so
I don't feel that. They no competition for this.
Oh, so you don't think Alexis is a battle?
No, Alexis.
gonna think Rose is a battle?
Rose?
No shade, Kelly. No shade. I ain't never seen you in no straight environment.
Girls,
but I don't been to the straight club.
Girls,
in Atlanta,
and I'm gonna keep it.
Through.
I'm gonna keep it honest. These girls might not see my cookie when I paint my cookie. These girls may never see my motherfucking face, Miss Thing. But best to believe, bitch, when it comes to Timothy Smart and whoever put in their head
he's
up in this motherfucking head, Miss Thing, my motherfucking stylist, Miss Thing, best to believe when I hit the back of that floor, bitch, I'm going to sell you a million man motherfucking march, Miss Thing, girl. Honey,
okay, I'm going to tell you this. You're right. The girls might not never buy your cookie. But for the past year, you have really stepped your game up. But this, truth be told, any day you ever want it.
Longer than a year, Alexis. We got to give her a just. Was it longer than
No. New York Awards Ball last year. I'm sorry.
Well, no, because she was sitting in Florida when she had on the little Egyptian little look or whatever she was doing.
New York Awards Ball last year.
Oh, you ain't going to take it back to Florida, so you ain't going to let her have the Florida credit?
New York Awards Ball last year.
Damn.
No, and I say that because that's when I really realized Kelly really could be painted to have faith.
Okay.
That night, when she ran up on me outside of that club, I said, oh, well, hold on, wait a minute, wait, whoa. What's going on?
And it's a lot of things in the house that I'm not gonna mention that do the same thing that I do.
I can't speak for them. I can only speak for me.
Well, girl, you would need Dee Dee and Timothy in your face for you to walk against me.
Kelly, are you serious?
Yes. Timmy would have to paint you first, and then Timmy would have to go over what she did.
No, Kelly, you can't even be serious. First of all, bitch, you got to have a canvas to be able to be painted on.
Oh,
and what you have is a motherfucking canvas. Bitch, have you seen my skin?
Come on.
Have you rubbed on this motherfucking skin, bitch?
Well, I'm going to tell you like they tell
fuck
everybody
you,
at Mac when you go get your makeup done.
Girl, please.
Makeup, when you go to a Mac tutorial to get your makeup done, they let you know, right?
Right.
That makeup only enhances what you already have.
Exactly.
For the bitches that don't see it, I already got it. The makeup just enhances it.
You have to put on too much to enhance what you got. So
and maybe you put on too little and need to put on a little bit more.
What they do is they wipe your whole slate clean. See, they have to put on the cream foundation. They have to put on a solid foundation.
Okay.
And they have to go put on the concealer. See, they gotta wipe you clean, like it's just a clean slate. Like,
well, let me ask
clean.
Y'all this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, then. But see, I've always felt it's a difference between enhancement and creation.
Ooh.
You can create just about anything.
Hey.
Kelly is a prime example of being able to create anything. Because Timmy creates a masterpiece.
Okay, Kelly, what's Alexis, a creation or enhancement?
I'm going to give Alexis an enhancement because Alexis does have a little kind of like an exotic look to her.
And what's going to give Kelly? What you going to give Kelly, Tiffany? Creation or enhancement?
Creation. I'm going to say a creation because it started from the bottom and then Timothy makes it here. He works it up here.
Well, if you started from the motherfucking bottom, then I started from the motherfucking pits of the motherfucking earth, and I'm here.
So, Kelly, what's your opinion? What is Alexis and Tiffany, enhancement or creation?
Creation.
Both of them?
Creation.
Naima? Naima?
No comment.
Okay.
You don't see either.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
So you
when it comes, when it comes to Tiffany and Alexis, Miss Thang, girl, they want to sit here. They want to come for my motherfucking mug, Miss Thang. That's a build to be a workshop, Miss Thang, when they get their face done.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Not
build-a-bear. y'all girls,
so
I'm telling y'all, Miss
Say. They get painted, they get a gift certificate.
Yeah, baby, yes, Miss Say. They give them a free $100 gift certificate and tell them, Miss Say, you know you go to Mac, Miss Say, you pay $55 and $76 to get your makeup done, okay? They give Alexis and Tiffany $110.95, Miss Say, to come back next time. Okay, I'm telling everybody that's listening to this radio show right now, Miss Thang, okay? Y'all better enjoy this, Miss Thang, because I might not be back on the air next week, so y'all better enjoy this, okay? Honey, y'all better enjoy this and get y'all life, Miss Thang, because it is 2:13, Miss Thang, and I'm still here giving y'all what y'all want, so y'all better enjoy this, bitch, because, honey, I might be taking a break off for next week. So y'all better enjoy y'all time while y'all got it, because once
you gotta recap Chicago, girl.
Oh yeah, I gotta recap Chicago. Oh yeah, I'll be here next week. Damn. Fuck. Shit.
And LA.
Something gonna be a flop this week, and I don't know which one.
Well, I'll be in LA.
Well, what you say, Kelly?
What?
So what you say?
Something gonna be a flop this weekend.
Well, since we got Meechie on the phone, let me shake the motherfucking table. Okay, no, hold on, don't put you back on hold. Let me shake the table. So the tea is, and I hope Devonna's out there listening, because somebody told me she just came home from jail like 2 weeks ago, so I hope she all right. So the tea that I got, and I'm going to shake the table right now, is I hear that the Revlon said that Scarter from LA is flying to Chicago, and they ain't coming to the ball. Only people that's going to be at the ball is the Mizrahis and the Chanel and the Gnaw Crickety Rickets. I'm shaking the motherfucking table. How y'all doing?
Well, I will say that the Revlons will be in the building because Lovely will be riding with me. So the Revlons will be in the building.
I heard Lovely was on the judges' panel in Chicago.
She said nothing to me, and I just talked to the lady earlier today, so I'm not going to say that she's not, but she said nothing to me about it.
Oof.
And that's all I can say.
I just
the Escadas are supposed to be, I guess, boycotting the ball, the tea I got. I don't know. I have not talked to Steve or Ricky about it to see really what's going on. So we'll see what happens.
I'm shaking the table.
Are they boycotting all the way back to that fight that happened a while back?
No,
yeah.
They're not really boycotting the ball. They
yeah,
really,
yeah, that's true. That's what it is. No. Hold on, Michi. Let me give you the real tea. What they thought was gonna happen was they was gonna gag Devine and motherfucking Vegas, Miss Thang. But they gagged Miss Thang that it was no ball because they was gonna turn her and not come to the ball. But they gagged that Mexican Joe turned dumb. And it was no ball. So now they're going to get her back this weekend.
Who going to get her back for what?
You remember when the boys got to fight against Jay?
But that was not, but that has nothing to do with, that really don't have much to do with
it. The whole thing of Vegas
was really because somebody wasn't being banned from the ball, I guess, possibly. He was not going to be banned.
Right, and the boy was supposed to be banned because of the
party. Hey, you going out or you staying here?
I don't know what happened. They didn't ban him now. It was just up for discussion. I don't think anything ever occurred.
Can I have to call you? Because I just got tea today, girl. It's a couple people in D.C. at our snack, girl. It's a baby, honey.
You know, I've been seeing the pictures, honey.
It's a couple
of
people.
No, it ain't even that, girl. It's iconically, girl. It's
I know. Oh, I know, honey.
What happened now? What happened?
Why have you been quiet lately?
Huh?
What?
Where's Miss Laura Spear?
Huh?
Laura Spear?
Laura,
what about
her name? She's Mother Hopper now.
What about her, bitches?
They said you've been absent lately.
I know what? I know who it is. It's not Alexis. I know exactly.
Well,
who
pump
it
the
is.
Beat.
I'm not gonna do that because
I don't want to know who it is.
I know
this. Take the fun out of it. Why do we care who it is? Shit, I'm going to see it.
Wait, let's get back 42 to the
days. 42 days in Calvin.
What
42 days. 42 days and counting till all the bottles come off the wall. 42 days and counting. 42 days and counting. 42 days and counting till all the bottles come off the wall.
42 days and counting till all the bottles come off the wall.
And 42 days, Miss Thing, the girl's going to have to make their own motherfucking group to motherfucking read. That's what I mean, Miss Thing. Bitch, if you want to read, Miss Thing, for the new season, Miss Thing, of this motherfucking show, for our motherfucking new season, when we'll be here 7 motherfucking years, Miss Thing, y'all motherfucking bitches are going to start reading on each y'all real motherfucking name. Let's see who got motherfucking balls, Miss Thing. Y'all want to make a name for yourself, bitch? That's how I made my motherfucking name for my motherfucking self, by reading and saying what the fuck I want as motherfucking Mother U-Haul. Miss Thing, ass motherfucking naughty ass motherfucking Kelly, on to the motherfucking up and coming legend, up to the motherfucking legendary bitch that I am, my motherfucking self. Bitches is gonna have to stand their motherfucking ground. I know where the fuck I know where the fuck I came from, Alexis, and where I'm at, bitch. I started from the deep, deep motherfucking bottom, bitch, and now I'm on the motherfucking top of this, and now I'm on the top of my motherfucking crown, Miss Thing, bitch. I know where the fuck I started from, bitch. I know I was a motherfucking not, Miss Thing, but bitch, I'm motherfucking here, bitch, and I have arrived, bitch, and nobody taking me off my pedestal.
Was me is meaning that it was in the past tense.
Yeah.
Go,
so, Alexis, you can't take me, Alexis. Okay.
Oh, Walk For Me Wednesday is back up, y'all.
Girl, please.
It is.
So, on Facebook?
Yeah, no, the actual site.
Girl.
Y'all go ahead and log in if you want to.
Oh, this is. I don't talk from this. So.
Go ahead, Alexis. Go log in.
Go log in so the fans can be at your door.
For what? I don't do shit.
They don't care. They want information.
Bitch, please. They barking at the wrong tree. Bitches don't fuck with me no more.
And you have
y'all
a
remember
summary.
What car ready already?
This is probably getting loaded.
Yes. Who going to the bookings tonight? Who's going to the bookings tonight? Who's going to the bookings tonight?
What? Somebody going to Central?
Yes.
No, they're going to.
It's
about to be one squirrel
tonight.
They
ain't going to do nothing.
I don't think so, either, Tiff.
They be selling all the wolf tickets, honey, and my name ain't motherfucking Mary Has a Little Lamb.
So, Tiffany, what you saying is the girl selling wolf tickets.
I'm just saying girls.
That's what she just said.
I don't know these people, so I'm not saying what they'll do in New York, but I'm just saying, girl, the girls will sell you a wolf ticket about, oh, when I see her at the function, I'm going to beat your ass. When I get to New York, I'm going to whoop your ass. When I do this, when I do that, I'm going to whoop your ass. Then you'll be right there in their face and there'll be no ass whooping going on.
So you be looking for the ass whooping.
I don't know. Nobody ever wants to beat me up. Everybody loves me.
So, Ted, you come out for the ass whooping.
Mitchell, what you said? You be looking for the ass whooping.
Yeah, Tiffany.
Yeah, when they be on Facebook.
I know, Tiffany, I know exactly what you talk about. Because that was Alexis' opinion of me before she came to New York. Mistake, if I beat her son, she was going to whoop my ass and say, now me and that big bitch eat burgers and stuff together.
Ooh.
No, girl, that's not why, bitch. Don't even give it like that now.
Oh, Alexis, you want to fight Kelly?
No, girl. Kelly used to talk a lot of shit about my kids, girl.
That's
how
Alexis is about her kids.
Sis, no shade. She a big one. You see how she pushed that boy in the phone booth? What you gonna do with that?
Girl, we would have been two big ass motherfuckers out there tussling.
Y'all will get
how
Alexis can move.
So, listen, hold on, wait. I'm gonna say this. For those of you who make
Savannah,
listen,
that bitch. I don't fight the Incredible War.
I'm gonna say this, and you can say what the fuck you want. And for those of you who don't know, you may want to watch a clip from Mother's Day 2006, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, I wasn't there, but if
I know.
If I was there, it wouldn't have went down like that.
Oh well, bitch, you would have got a piece of it too. It's no shade.
Oh, I know.
Well, 6 and 8 is running, mate.
Listen, what happened to the campaign Raise the Talent, Stop the Violence?
Girl, you know, Kelly, wait, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, not Kelly. Tiffy, you know, I'm so happy you brought that up. You know what I have noticed? The people always, the main people that be in these Facebook groups that talk about Raise the Talent, Stop the Violence, be them same ones that be boosting the shit up.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say half the campaign panel was don't have fights over the past year.
Hey, they be the same people co-signing, keeping the mess going.
You sit down.
Yes,
you sit your ass down.
I be looking at it like, girl, these queens is a mess. It's funny.
I was doing my duty as a PR.
I just say, everybody, sit down. Have a meeting of the mind. Booker, Ira, Martez, if you're listening, down with the violence, up with the hope.
Well, now,
okay?
Well, first they were going to kill is these bipolar spirits because you were just looking for the battle. Now you want to kill the violence. Now, see, this is the shit we talked about.
I want them not to fight. I don't want them to fight, period. I want them to let it go. But I'm saying, though, I don't want them to fight.
Now, you
don't
talk about that
because
you
don't
call them a
war
ticket.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a fight because I think they're just, you know.
You just think it's a little hostility from last night.
Right. Because Kelly said she was going to take them all to get their one-on-ones, but Popo came up in the spot, so that didn't work out. So, I don't know, honey. It's just too much going on, honey. It's just too much.
It is too much going on.
I mean, it's too much testosterone. Like, people want to fight. I mean, too much sexual frustration in the
street. I think the kids got too much time, and they need to find something to occupy it. And I think that'll kill a lot of the violence. Okay. Everybody, love y'all all. I'll see y'all back here next week. Thanks to Rodney and Marcus. Have for having a ball. Can everybody say good night?
Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Love y'all all. See y'all back here next week.
I am the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'm going to take y'all away with Rodney and Marcus commercial. Good night.
Herrera and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Doug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250.